Hello?
And I'm here to tell you tomorrow.
Just checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous.
Is their phone. Phone.
Sensory. Median response.
I apify this.
What a juggalo. What a juggalo.
Hi. Oh, boy, you woke up dumbs up.
Oops. No, I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Awesome.
I got some...
Sit down and shut up.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you can.
Let me preface this.
I know it.
A lot of sex with you.
What? He saw at least 4 feet of it.
Wow.
That can happen.
Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
Nobody to taste me much into it.
Going back is not nice.
Oh, you milly.
Brought up the home of parents.
He had consumed some alcohol.
There's a
not a fighter. He's a lover.
Was she holding the midget?
Yanked off the air yesterday. Today. From Tomorrow.
Well, I don't get the rain the ankle.
Bientôt.
I was offended.
Siegel often draw audience at the expense of others.
No one's ever in a selfie before.
Surely not again.
It's only I planned on doing a selfie right about here.
Siegel crossed the line when he started laughing at it with a teabag.
That'd be funny. I'm still not sure what happened.
Daddy, what do you do when you go to work?
Art.
Fun.
Excuse me?
With my book.
I'm about as politically correct as you're turd in a punch bowl.
Oh, my God. That weird little chewy.
You for me for employee of the month? Doesn't matter. I still won.
What is this, Eva? How you doing?
Chugamaloo, manekane, habaloo, kame. Goodbye to Texas University, Texas. Good and quiet, Lord. Good luck to them dear old Texas Aggies. Mm-hmm. There's how to fight. The eyes of Texas is upon you. Boy, that is the way it sounds like hell.
Oh,
goodbye to Texas University. Honey. Now for the Aggies, look here. Chicka wigga boom. Chicka digga doo digga. Hugga doo doo.
What in the world?
In the morning, your phone for everything. 82 Elliot, 866-5468. Hello, class.
Hello.
Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Hey, did you have a the memorial?
It was actually nice to the house.
Did you?
And I felt like anytime we went out, there was like, great.
I didn't think like I got that lucky. No, Grotto's Pizza was still very, very full. Uh-huh. I ate such garbage over the weekend. Also, inside of a skating rink.
Mm.
Oh, God. God, you know the one thing that pissed me off? It was an awesome weekend. The Pennsylvania was beautiful. Not the big tourist destination.
How close is it?
About 35 miles south. It's just across the Delaware. But, God damn, were there cops out in Delaware? Holy crap, they were everywhere. And they would set up the, they'd have the one cop that was doing and then I guess about 900 that they would just send out to start pulling cars. So you would think, oh, I got by that cop car. Must be good.
Nope.
Here you are.
Did you get a ticket?
No, thank God. Thank God. Because a bunch of the emails about, hey, just want to let you know there's a ton of cops. There's a ton of cops. Look, I was surprised. It took 3.5 hours to get to Philly.
That's not bad.
No, but Philly, just south of Philly. But coming home, flew. There was nothing coming home. Thank ice up and down. I mean, obviously, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, not so nice. But the at least like mid-Atlantic and then heading up into the north. So there was no problems getting there. But man, oh, and I met somebody who wanted me to tell you hello.
All right.
No.
A children's hockey tournament?
His son plays, based out of Frederick, Maryland, the junior Frederick Freeze. I think his kid won the champ weekend. His name is Ed. Very nice guy. He is from Birmingham. Not from Alabama.
England.
He is going to send you a pin from when he competed. The 1990 swam for England.
Wow, that's pretty random.
He was kicking through the place, and he was like, first of all, the rink we were in was ice cold, and he was like, I have shorts now. And he said, I thought you always wear shorts.
He just wrote, he's no longer sending the pin.
He said, oh, well, you know what, it's ice cold in here, and I've been here since 5 o'clock this morning. And so he said, oh, hey, let me ask, is Tyler as much of an Anglophile as he pretends to be? And I said, I'm sorry, what does that mean? And he said, does he really wish he was from England? I said, oh, more than you know. And then don't worry about, he swam for, I think going into the Olympics, he was ranked like 8th in the world.
What?
I think it was 90. At first, I thought he was lying, so I tuned out part of the conversation.
And immediately, like, Google to see if he was being truthful?
I'm sorry, was I supposed to go set up a ice rink?
Hit record on your phone.
The... 1 second, chap. No, I believe he said it was 90 that he did. He didn't say where, but he went into the Olympics ranked 9th.
92
Oh, maybe it was 92. Whatever, it was right around there. Was that summer?
Well, yeah, swimming summer.
Yeah, I know, but so 88 was the summer, so it had to be 92.
I have. That's the year.
Oh, maybe you could swap with him.
Mine were from a grocery store.
His was the actual team that swam in the Olympics. But I was like, dude, that. He goes, yeah, I didn't. I'll back off of the accent. He said, I didn't fall. I really kind of effed up. And I said, dude, there's nobody else in this building that close to sniffing an Olympic competition. And he swam in two events in the Olympics. But I was like, oh my God, dude, that's badass. Thought I was overdoing it.
Overdoing it in what way?
Being really excited. At that point, I couldn't care. It was either Ed or Fred or something that rhymes with that. In the, I want to say he swam, is there like a 14, 1600? I don't know what it was. But he swam for a while.
That's a lot of meters.
Yeah, no. By the way, still in good shape. He could go in and do it. Did have a small brace on his forearm, but I don't know what that was from. But who knows? I mean, he's aged up a little bit. But I think anybody's ass in here swimming. But he was tally-ho. And no, he was awesome though. He was really, really cool. So he was probably the most famous person I met at the hockey tournament over the weekend.
Besides.
That would have been all. Met a couple of guys who played hockey in college, but not anyone like a beanpot or anything. So he comes out of there the most decorated athlete of the weekend.
I'll take it.
You know what? Probably stayed in a. I did. Although I did stay at a Days Inn, which was much better. No, you know what?
It
was
breakfast?
I didn't take part in the free breakfast because they fizzled it out before. That was the other thing that pissed me off. The entire weekend, I had to get up to an alarm. I think the latest I slept in was 5:30 one day.
Oof.
Oh, it was miserable. Get up so early. But the, cause it was been one day. That's it. But the, it was good. It was awesome. I mean, it's some weekend inside, you know, little Barnes playing hockey. It was awesome. I had a blast. And then I got home yesterday, had a little bit of time to got in my 500 questions.
How'd you do?
Oh, I killed it. I killed it again. I got the first four questions right on. Like, I didn't like the woman that was trying to take Steve's spot. Steve is kind of, he's the running champ right now. I didn't like her. She did a lot of pointing. Also, she interrupted Richard Quest at one time because he said that the category. And she said, you know, Richard, we don't say tickle here in America.
We don't?
Not tickle a category, too, or try a category.
Oh.
Yeah, no, he tried sports movies. Nailed that. Oh, my God, it was good. Oh, it was
Rudy.
Great. No.
Ice of Fire was one, wasn't it?
Well, they did. The one that I nailed was the boxing movie. Named the three boxing movies that were nominated Best Picture. Rage, and the one with What's-Her-Face. Now I can't think of the name of the movie.
Baby.
That's it. Yeah, nailed it last night. Don't need it now. I already said it last night anymore.
The woman competing against is from Columbia, Maryland. She's a multiple-time Jeopardy winner.
Oh, is she really? She's also thug. Like, there was, you know what? She's probably nice. She's
the position a person's in while you're waiting and kind of sucks.
Yeah, no, it does. Did you last night?
Saw a little bit of it.
Yeah, Steve's awesome.
Yeah, no, yeah, he's pretty good.
He beat me, I think, in the competition. He knows a lot of things. Oh, I didn't realize she was from right around here. God, I'm meeting all kinds of fame around here. I got the swimming guy up in Frederick. I got this chick in Columbus spent this weekend. Oh, and did you watch, I didn't see it last night. Did you watch Bachelorette last night?
I saw the first.
Like, Layla Lee.
Went till 11.
Was she good?
Yeah, I mean, she just taught the guys how to box.
Didn't one guy have to go to the hospital?
Yeah. It's whenever on that show, the challenge or the difficult one.
Oh, because they can't help themselves.
Dude got punched in the face and had to go to the hospital. Or it was the back of the head that went over. And his knees.
Boxing.
And it looked like a video game. The
did
way
it really?
He kind of like stumbled all over. And then his eyes, and they weren't responding fast enough. And he had to go to the hospital immediately.
Caitlin likes to make out, though. I saw the overnight clips of her. She was making out heavy last night.
I didn't get to that part yet.
Oh, yeah, that was very, very high coming off the...
Discount?
They do some overnight thing on the ABC News because it's an ABC, some guy who does like a whole re-up. But I'll watch it again when I get home. Got that on the old DVR. So you didn't go anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we had a bunch of like organizing to do. It was fun.
Oh, boy, that sounds like...
House projects?
Sounds like a treat. So that was it? You did nothing?
No, I mean, we ran errands and went out and
you
had dinners.
You did nothing.
And
it's boring. What did you end up doing? I say that yes. Like I did.
That's what makes me happy.
I didn't even get stuff done.
Did you watch any of the races on Sunday?
Oh, yeah, I watched all three.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I saw 500.
The end? I hope it was the end.
I did.
The end was fantastic.
The end, except for the big wreck. I mean, the big wreck.
The back and forth. And obviously Juan Pablo Montoya.
Yeah, no, that was the racing was good. At the end was good. I mean, I guess I'm excited that Juan Pablo won. At least I know who he is. And then you watch
Scott Dixon and Will Power.
I know who they are, but yeah. I don't follow them on a week to week like I used to. At least you know who they are. No, I'll give you that. And then you watched all of the 600.
I mean, not all of it, but a lot of it. No, I watched a decent amount. More than some people I watched.
Really? So you don't?
No, it was intense.
And you watched the Grand Prix?
Yeah, it was 7:30, woke up.
Look at you go. God damn, I did nothing.
You were on the road.
I did. The rink was 40 minutes away.
You met
away.
Olympian.
I did meet an Olympian. That was pretty hot. It was talking about was, I guess, the shark, the one that you were following. Was it Mary Lee? They were tracking. It's the one that you were talking about where they had kind of started tracking the shark. Yeah. Spotted. I don't know if it was Sunday. I heard them talking about it at the hotel. Spotted off the Eastern Shore.
Yeah, let me check her Facebook page.
But wasn't it like Bethany, like right around there?
She keeps just going up and down. Because remember it was the last all like
northern,
like New Jersey?
New Jersey, Massachusetts, like all the way up there. But yeah, I heard them talking at the hotel that I guess they had spotted Mary Lee or whatever it is out by dude. I wonder if that starts shutting stuff down. Like, I wonder if that starts like everybody going, well, maybe not.
Unless be a scam
shark that they
I'm with discount the the tracking device.
I'd still get in the water, though. I would.
I'm saying, like, ah, she's not going to come close.
I'm buzzed. I don't know any differently. Oh, in the news where everybody was off. People were at the beach. There was one family that I was talking to there. They're like, yep, we already got everything in the car going.
Oh, that's smart, though. They didn't have a whole lot of faith in how the kids' team was going to fare.
For the game, they were like, you know what? They rushed them. Hurry up. Get dressed. And they were gone.
Just take a fall. Let's get out of here.
Oh, good for them. Anyway, listen, we said we got to get through coming off of Memorial Day week, but a lot of stuff that we have to get through. So let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Lay up next.
We sent you backstage to meet Rush. This week, I want you to meet a Grammy, 4-time Grammy Award winning artist, Weird Al Yankovic. It's a short week, but you win big. Listen to Eason to EA and win your tickets to see Weird Al at Wolf Trap. Plus, you and your guest go backstage to meet him. To buy tickets, go to Wolf Trap. Listen all week. Win tickets to see and passes to meet Weird Al Yankovic. Welcome to summer. Elliot.
XL 102. Weekdays after Elliot. It's the longest show of music in Richmond.
Maybe.
But probably not. Act 3. 2 hours of music free from interruption.
I'll make a tea.
Act Richmond's alternative.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
All clear, common, 295 and 64. Watch for collisions, though, Carrie, at Moore Street and on the south side, Hull Street, near 288 at Lotus Parkway, nothing at Chippenham or the Downtown Expressway.
This report is brought to you by Kroger. Points at your neighborhood Kroger this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Download the fuel coupon or clip and save. Exclusions apply. See store for details or visit Kroger.com/summer. Low prices at Kroger.
Are you in shape for summer? You can be. Stop by American Family Fam. Join $20. Just in time for shorts and tank top season. Offer valid for time locations. We're not only a great place to work out, we're a great place to work. Unley Fitness is now hiring for membership sales and personal trainers. Visit .com for job descriptions and apply online. American Family Fitness. Work.
Other things you since you spend $3.
Everyday old donuts and service fees. Non-local honey from non-local bees. Temporary tents, smells for your car, and assorted laundromat candy bars. Weapons for your mobile gaming plan. A few minutes for yogurt toppings or Tim's replacement gold gauge in the couch abyss.
Yeah? Or Safe Auto can get you the right car insurance for about $3 a day at safeauto.com.
Enjoy the road ahead.
It's our biggest Memorial Day at McGeorge Toyota. Through 5, 10, 15, even up to 20% off MSRP on over 900 new Toyotas. And 0% 60 months on most models, including the bold new 2015 Camry. Just seen 67 per 1,000 financed with best. Plus, new comes with 2 years of no-cost maintenance from Toyota and another 2 years of no-cost from McGeorge. That's 4 years and up to 20% off MSRP on your new Toyota. Price, factory rebates, and additional discounts off MSRP by the add tax, title, tax, and processing fee. But these deals like won't last. So hurry to 9319 West Broad or McGeorge Toyota. McGeorge Toyota. With happy customers, we earn your trust every day. Sale ends May 31st.
Hey, baby. Let's ride.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Don't let noisy brakes kill your mojo. Want to get a new set of brake pads and... Introducing new Duralast Max Premium Brake Pads. Engineered to optimal pads that came on your car.
Okay, is everyone ready for this? Your signs?
Yeah.
Got your... Let's do this thing.
Everyone in the headquarters of Mountain Dew, we know you're in there and our demands will be recognized.
Yeah.
Do you hear this cup of Mountain Dew Baja Blast? We want it back in bottles, and we're not going to stop until we get it. So, Mountain Dew, are you going to listen?
Quiet, everybody!
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm...
What's it?
It's Mountain Dew. Okay. Sounds good. All right.
We did it!
We never even put up the signs.
You demanded, we delivered. The intensely lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast, always available at Taco Bell, is back everywhere else in bottles and cans for a limited. And this year, the bold citrus punch of Soda Blast is in bottles and cans too. Get yours wherever Mountain Dew is sold.
I better cancel that order for 5,000 Bring Back Baja Blast t-shirts.
You think?
Hey, Richmond, let veteran vapors lend you say goodbye to winter and hello to new juice flavors. Stop in and shop a variety of vaping products, and now offering over 80 unique flavors. Veteran Vapors will find a combination you'll love. Bad to receive 15% off your purchase of $25 or more. Owned and operated by and back to the community. Veteran Vapors of Ashland, located on Route 1. For more info, call 299-2990. Follow us or go to veteranvapors.com.
Marketing genius? Click iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliott in the Morning on XL 102.
It doesn't matter much if I see me graduate or on another planet. Too early, where they are, let's go back to your place. Uncover a fact you cannot replace.
Tell you the short week. A lot of stuff that we got to get through. A lot of good stories coming off the weekend. Not this weekend, too. You get that much downtime sitting around the room. Well, everybody's getting manhunt and knee hockey to get some stuff done. So anyway, a lot got to get through. I will have you in all this week to see Weird Al. Now keep in mind, last week, everybody won tickets to see Rush, they meet Rush. This motion, different artist. This week, you will get your tickets to go see Weird Al. You will also get your page and meet Weird Al. That show, by the way, is June 12th. So we'll give you those. Also, Catfish and the Bottle Men. They have that show. We have tickets for you. We'll do those a little bit later on. And then first-time winners coming up in a little bit. Little tickets to the Sweet Life Music Festival. That's coming up this weekend with the Pixies, Billy Idol, Vance Joy, Bleachers, and a whole bunch more. So I have Sweet Life Festival. And then, like I said, a lot of stuff from the weekend. Also, a lot of news, a lot of stuff happening. Diane! Let's get going with some news, please.
At least 13 yesterday morning when a tornado struck us on the U.S.-Mexican border. Workers were looking for more victims in Ciudad Acuna, which is across from Del Rio, Texas. Injured, up to 200 homes completely destroyed. They said 12 people were also listed missing in Texas. The mansion home they were staying in was swept away by rushing floodwaters, Go River. They said that river rose in an hour.
Did you see? I mean, there's all kinds of footage. I mean, but there was one video that was going around of, I guess, a car that got like swept up off of its wheels,
yeah,
dropped on the other side of a wave that kept pouring. Heavy went down, and this dude was trapped in his car, and water was just pounding on the thing. There was another video of a car that flipped upside down. There's videos of cars that are like up on their noses, like leaning up against cars. Like that was really, really bad. And I know there's more rain in Texas, Oklahoma. I believe there were tornado warnings throughout Louisiana.
Yeah, they cannot catch a break.
It was bad all weekend, and then into the
blame for at least six Oklahoma and Texas as the search efforts are continuing there. The U.S. from different yesterday after some anonymous against at least six flights. The threats, they said later, did not appear. The searches were done just as Air France plane that was to JFK in New York that actually got a military escort after somebody claimed was on passengers on board that plane, like this man, said they didn't know that there was a problem. They saw all of the law enforcement on the runway.
It's so strange, not so nervous, but so strange to see many forces playing. You see the police, you see the federal agent. Woo!
So you had all these different flights from different countries. Again, there was a Delta that was coming to New York. There was another Delta flight from Paris coming into Boston, a United flight from Spain that was coming into New York in flight from England. It was also Kennedy, so lots of chaos, seeing the people were scrambling jets. That got a little hairy yesterday.
Although, two things. Number one, they said that when they start scrambling jets, people on the planet see the jets that are scrambled, which I thought, you know what, that's pretty good. I would be
so
happy.
Or they must, like, hind?
Yeah,
I guess?
I mean, think about it. I mean, it's not like if you're looking out the window, you can't much.
Hey, that guy's close.
Talking to some of the passengers, the jets being scrambled, and they were like, nobody on the plane knew that had been scrambled to follow us and make sure that we land safely. And it's not, and all of a sudden the plane gets some emergency vehicles what's all that for? And then you realize it's you. But he was saying, thank goodness you could look out your window and start seeing fighter jets following you. You'd be in a panic for however long.
Yeah.
And then they were talking to another passenger, being over dramatic or not, but he was like, yeah, if there would have been military jet flying with you, and B, what, you don't know, do they have to shoot you down? Like, they have no thing for everybody on that plane when they were talking after it, because then you're stuck on the tarmac while they're going through. Was not knowing until they landed and on the ground, but at least you don't have the 45 minutes or hour, whatever it is, lead up till you land. With the jets behind you. The other thing that I learned said that it became such a big, so many flights were being called in about. There were so many hoax calls about flights right at the same time, and they were all over the place. Like, I know one of the flights that was going into, I want to say it was Newark, the threat was called into Maryland State Police. So they said it was all over the place. Over the way, hoax calls about, that happens all the regularly, nonstop. There are fake calls about explosive devices and planes getting taken down. That goes on all the time. But it was because there were so many only against these tents that were all coming international, that's when they were like, whoa, we better, this one, I don't want to say dismiss, yet start getting emergency vehicles as opposed to a one-off every day about going to go down.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that there were that many every single day.
Further investigation and more toxicology tests still need to be done to determine the cause of death. Child found dead in a park swishing him on Friday. The autopsy had been completed in La Plata, but the cause of death still 24
years. How sad is that story?
Was taken to the hospital. She is still hospitalized. They believe she for hours before the boy was dismissed. Those things where a concerned citizen called and said,
well,
this
didn't
woman,
neighbors just see her out pushing this kid in a swing nonstop?
Right.
Hour after hour after. And they don't know what started. She's been out there all night.
Yeah, so somebody, and they at this point believe she may have been there for hours. A concerned citizen who just decided to call the police saying something just did not seem right. It's also been learned that a boy's father, they had been fighting for sole custody, and I guess a woman who identified as a grandmother said that she, the mother, had been diagnosed with mental illness.
How old was the child? 3 years old.
Right.
Whew, man.
Yeah. In Suffolk, Virginia, a mom with child endangerment and neglect decided to leave her 8-year-old son home alone over the Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, we're...
I got things to do, y'all.
Beachbound, baby!
A child told the neighbor his mom planned to come home on Monday and told it in the house while she was gone. He said, my mom said I was old enough. I was enough because I took Tylo. And he said his mom had told him to take him until he couldn't sit down if he told anybody.
Jesus Christ.
Kid had some corned beef and some pizza to eat while mom was gone, and he was supposed to call mom every hour to check in. The woman apparently bonded out of jail over the weekend. Triggered a security scare on Capitol Hill, apparently because he decided to park there and then leave a pressure cooker inside.
Yes.
Saying it's all a misunderstanding. It's a rice cooker. He operates a food truck. He understands the concern by police when the report started to come in. His car found just a few blocks from the Capitol, and apparently there was a strong gasoline smell, and that is what made the local police try to... So he acknowledged it, but he said, you know what? I'm a law-abiding citizen.
My bad.
And I can understand...
My bad.
...the concern, especially when assembled for a big show on Memorial Day. Ben Stiller taking to Twitter yesterday to thank fans for their support following the weekend. He wrote, thank you so much for all the kind words about Anne. All of us in our family feel so lucky to have had her. Amira passing away at the age of 85, survived by her husband, Jerry, and several grandkids. Here's one of the last times we heard her in 2014. Scenes
fire and
excuse me, son. Do you work here?
I'm over here.
Firefighting. It's our anniversary.
We honeymooned here 50 years ago.
Can you believe it?
I was 50 years
old. Want the love?
That's obviously her with her husband, Jerry Stiller.
Yeah. Who they were on the team.
Yeah.
Who didn't somebody else famous die over the weekend? Or my
beautiful. Oh, that's right. That's right. Died over the weekend.
It's like an accident.
Taxi cab accident.
Yeah.
Flew in early from out of town.
9 animal brains found near some New York over the weekend. A resident of Gouverneur found the organs while walking her dogs, but according to local vets, the brains seem to have been professionally removed and preserved in some sort of formaldehyde.
First sentence of this. Did you say?
Animal. They don't believe any sort of been committed.
Would you even know what you were passing? If that was just, I would have no idea.
You would definitely know.
No, you wouldn't. You would know that's
like,
a brain.
It looks like a little brain.
Do they really?
It's not like pieces.
It's the brain.
I would think that's a weird animal or something.
What?
I don't know if I would know that's
an
a
animal.
Brain. I don't know. I'm not expecting to be walking, and all of a sudden there's brain there.
But if it's Larry, you would think you would cause, right?
I don't know that I would. I would think it was like a weird, like
what's
somebody
that?
Skinned
oh,
an armadillo.
It's like the fake dog do prank.
So you would know that that's a brain.
I would think it is. Obviously, you'd think there's no way.
It
looks exactly like a brain. That's. What
I'll give you that. Once you know it's a brain,
it's
and
not
you look
brain
at it,
matter.
No,
it
no, it's a brain.
A fully intact. Or multiple fully intact brains.
Call the cops, though?
I don't want to get involved.
The lotteries are continuing to roll.
Any attention?
Tonight's is up to 214. 14.
Shut up.
No winner over the weekend.
Wait, Mega Millions is $1 a ticket.
Yeah.
What's Powerball up to?
154.
No ass.
I got to make a note. I have to call my mom. Ugh.
Did I have it out? Holy crap.
Was it in there here?
We had to take two cars to Philly. Both kids opted to ride back with Jackie. So I was by myself. So I was like, I'll knock out this phone call. So I called my up on it at one point. I couldn't take it anymore. By the way, total length of the call, 1:48. I'm watching my phone. I watch it tick. 1:48 was where I just...
And then did you call?
No. But I called my sister like an hour later. And my sister was like, hey, what a pissed. I don't care. She pissed me. Take it. I could not take it. Oh, so I got to call her back today.
Oh, Marland, an estimated $41.7 million for the long holiday weekend to come in. Number one came in fifth place at $26.5 million. Pitch Perfect 2, Mad Max Fury Road, and Avengers 3
Is Mega Millions
and 4.
Tonight? Sorry.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Okay, yeah.
New this week, Aloha, Cameron Crowe with Bradley and Emma Stone, also Rachel McAdams, and then San Andreas is.
Oh, does that look good?
Talking about.
Wow, does that look good? This coming weekend?
Yes, and
yeah.
Paul Giamatti, too.
Like Paul Giamatti. That looks good. I feel bad. I still haven't seen Pitch Perfect 2. Damn it. But I got to see San Andreas. That looks really, 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 really good.
And again, the preliminary testing going on today at the Maryland for all the kids who are intentional spelling bee.
When do I draft?
It is this week. Thursday night.
And Thursday? Is Thursday when we draft? Or do we draft Wednesday? We can't draft tomorrow.
That's Wednesday.
No! That's tomorrow!
Yeah.
And then we draft.
We draft Thursday, and then...
Of the finals, is that right?
Okay, because then there's the round to make it into the finals, but some of our... We draft Thursday morning, and then they have like a...
The semifinals are Thursday during the day.
Exactly, so we don't even know if we make it in until Thursday morning, but our people may not even be... Right? Thursdays, I got what? I'm going there today. I'm going to go scout. No, I am.
10-1 is the semifinals on Thursday, too, and then the finals will be that night on regular ESPN.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
All right, so Thursday is the draft. Mm-hmm. I was just reading about one of the, it was 1992, whatever it is. One winner from the Scripps National Spelling Bee is now like a big-time professional.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he like travels in the high stakes, poker tournaments. And apparently, well, he's got on sunglasses, pounds of chips standing in front of him.
God, I'm making a lot of notes.
Thursday.
Shiva Shank, no.
Studi Mishra.
Studi Mishra, that's my girl.
Vonkar is in it this year, though.
Is Studi Mishra? Remember, I liked her one year because I made it.
And look at the big group of
contestants.
Draft,
Thursday.
Sports, the Ducks scored 45 seconds into overtime last night. Hog now leads that series 3-2. Rangers are facing a limit as they're in Tampa against the Lightning. Tampa.
Yeah, there's one team that's comfortable in that position. It's
Tampa.
Although Stamkos in a runner. Oh, I'll watch tonight. That'll be good.
NBA, Houston Rockets avoiding the sweep last night 45 to lead 15 over Golden State. Warriors now lead that series 3-1, looking to complete the sweep. Carl Edwards stretching his last full tank for 62 laps to win Coca-Cola 600. Juan Pablo Montoya's Indy 500 to give Roger Penske the win.
Did you hate his celebration?
Carl?
No, not Carl. Oh, not Carl. Oh, forever since he's done that.
Well, he's been like 30-some races second, I think.
Right.
And Biffle's been like 70 races.
Has he really? Yeah. Remember how dominant he was?
Well, no.
No, back
that's
in,
how long ago it
no,
was.
But a while, but no, but a while back.
I know,
was,
I'm the,
but the, no, yeah. you know what's...
What?
She got the breakfast. Never since she got the breakfast. She has
BMs?
Yeah. Did you? Very.
Not because it was subdued.
Drink the milk. Pour milk. No, not. He sipped it and then handed it off to his kids. Like, pour the milk. Have some fun. And I know.
He's been there before.
Big deal. Have some fun. That's the beauty of it. That's why you got to celebrate each one like it's your last. You don't know you again.
He never thought he would.
Very, very sedate. Didn't like it.
Nationals got home runs from Denard Span and Wilson Ramos to beat the Cubs 2-1 yesterday. They're in Chicago again on the field. O's three last night on a pair of two-run homers at Camden Yards. His new Texas Rangers debut yesterday, playing left field, batting fifth. He went 0-for-3, scored a run in the Rangers 10-8 Cleveland Indians. And many teams starting in the NFL their OTAs today, though. What the latest odd roll is going to look like. They have the Seahawks playing the Colts as their favorite at 15. The worst odds of facing off in the Super Bowl, the Titans against the Redskins, those are at 6,000-1.
You win 12,000.
There you go.
That's not bad.
There you go.
There you may as well just throw your $2.
That's a look at news and sports.
XL 102.
Whether you just found it or you've lived there for years, you'll never forget that feeling. It lies. This house would become your home. And since there's no place like it, it deserves protection and just a spec. Allstate agent can help you customize an insurance policy for your home. So you'll know the place that gave you that right feeling will have just right too. Plus, your plan point out lots of ways to save, like claim-free rewards. Extra savings every year you don't file a claim. That feeling you're feeling now? You should call an Allstate agent to
help with home insurance. Sure. From someone who lives one of 43 Richmond area Allstate agents today and save up to 25 for your car. Features, fees optional. Coverage is subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Now, betting on XXL 102.
Pair of tickets to go to the Sweet Life Festival. 2 days worth of music with Vance Joy, Bleachers, Pixies, Billy Moore. 866-235-68.
Elliot in the morning.
For a stalled vehicle on the left shoulder of down, it's near New Kent Providence Forge. No problems with 95 and 295 for Hull Street at Lona's Parkway and Cary and Moore Street.
You can be. Stop by American Family Fitness and join for just $20. Just time for shorts and tank top season. Offer valid for a limited time at all 9 locations apply. Work out. We're a great place to work. American Family Fitness is now hiring personal trainers. Visit themfit.com for job descriptions and apply online. American Family Fitness to work.
Rockin' Festival, September 10th through the 13th at the Orchard, Virginia. Four days of music with artists collaborating ever before. Featuring the sensational Space Shifters, Bill Lesh and Friends, with special guest Carlos Santelishman, a tribute to Jimmy Trucks Band, Doobie Brothers with String Cheese Incident, A 50th LA, Widespread Panic, and so many more. For tickets and the full lineup, go to lockinfestival.com.
L-O-C-K-N.
It's here. The Memorial Day sales event at your local Ford dealer. Now through June 1st. It's a big deal. With really big, big ingenuity. Legend. It's why more people buy Ford. And buy now, it's your turn. The Memorial Day sales event at your local Ford dealer. Amazing technology. America's favorite big cash back. Big back for all military members. That's retirees and veterans. Get hundreds more in total cash back.
Everybody's talking about the All-American.
The Memorial Day sales event at your local Ford dealer. This event, the event into America's best-selling brand. Ends June 1st.
Claims based on 2014 sales data and IHS owner loyalty analysis. Ford had the grades to return to market and purchased or leased another Ford in 2014.
Sir, today I'm waiting to wake coons instead of your alarm.
Sure, help in the morning.
I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, I picked out a fresh to death outfit for you. And here's your sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's can serve you breakfast. Right now, get an Egg McMuffin sandwich with a medium freshly brewed McCafe coffee. Cross locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary. The Steelers. The Retrofuses. But I'm always looking for the next news. That one-of-a-kind news. I'm talking must-have. Better get your limited edition. The Sirloin Third.
Red-handed Chevrolet Buick GM, located off I-64. Service department is now open on Saturdays. See over 8,000 vehicles and monthly specials on Tom. And don't miss 15% off select Chevrolets during the month of May.
At Napa Auto Parts, we got your car covered. Front to back, left to right. So whether you're looking window motor or a glove box, easily get what you need. Just go to NapaOnline.com and pick it up in store later. Check it out now, and we'll stop messing with your speed. Need not conquer Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores.
In the morning, XL.
I'm gonna get free. You'll give me that feeling. It's fresh for me. Amazing.
Hey, how's it going?
Are you, sir?
Not too shabby.
Excellent. Hey, how was your Memorial Day weekend?
You know, it was pretty good. I didn't really have any plans at first. I got a call from some buddies on Saturday morning and booked a flight down to Florida and spent my weekend in Florida.
At the last moment, you picked up and flew to Florida?
Yeah, I was actually on my way to my girlfriend's, and on the way there, I booked a flight from PWI.
Hey, where...
Isn't that super expensive to just...
No, you know what? I'm gonna bet... Cheap as hell. Last second flight. I bet it was.
That's exactly right.
You said you went to BWI, so I'm going to get out. Where did you fly to?
Correct. Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah,
I'm going
nice,
to say
man.
You spent $99 each way.
$94.
Yeah.
Not bad, right?
Dude, how about that? Just last minute. Oh, you know what? I love that wild.
Yeah, did your girlfriend love it?
And yesterday you get free drinks on Southwest on the certain holidays. A fun flight back, too.
Wait a minute. Southwest Airlines on certain holidays will just give you free drinks? May I ask, are you in the service?
No.
No, they just gave you free drinks.
Did you tell anywhere?
Hey, Tyler brings up a good point, though. Was your girlfriend pissed off that you just on your way to see her just jumped a flight?
She was supportive. She was supportive.
Dude, that's good.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
Hey, so when you were down at Fort Lauderdale, were you just like run?
We were on the beach. I would say they were a blur.
God damn. You know what? And the part that bothers me, and the I had nothing like your weekend. Is I don't think I had a alcohol until dinner last. Well, I can't. Wow. I couldn't, Diane. I was surrounded by youth hockey tournament all booze up. So I had a tumbler of Jack Daniel's last night. That was it. Disappointing. And we had all those beers from last week. Damn it! I drank weekend.
Your next free is going to be Father's Day.
That's not bad either. Mm-hmm. That's not bad, dude. Where do you want to go?
What's that?
How was Fort Lauderdale awesome?
Yeah, it was a good time.
Good for you.
We got a house like right on the beach.
I bet everybody. And if I'm wrong, just lie. But I bet everybody was like beautifully tanned, where you get minimum 60% of their ass cheeks as they walked up and down this.
Pretty much.
God damn, that's awesome. Good. Well, listen, hold tight 1 second. Night Festival. That'll take place this coming weekend. Yeah, that'd be great. So hold tight 1 second. Kaylee will get some info. Enjoy the show this weekend.
Awesome. Thanks.
Never done that.
Trip like that? No, because you so much money for an airline ticket.
Plus, oh my God. I've done like a road trip, like last minute, hey, let's go to Atlantic City, which doesn't oomph as going to spend a weekend on.
Oh, the AC part of it.
Well, we also drove. Yeah, that also doesn't happen.
Yeah, but I thought you were saying it's cooler just to fly somewhere.
That is awesome, though.
But you're saying if you go anywhere other than Atlantic City.
Yeah, kind of. I don't really even consider that like a lived in Philly. If somebody called Atlantic City, it's an hour, so it's nuts. But just to be on the way to go somewhere and somebody's like, hey, we're going to Fort Lauderdale. All right, here we go. That sounds awesome. That's living.
Imagine it.
You would never be able to do no wife, no kids.
Yeah, it's just too much of a freewheeling like experience. I don't like that.
Oh, that sounds awesome. That sounds great. So call again and go, hey, you know what? We're all going, all right. God,
I know what I left my thermostat on.
Yeah.
I can't go.
I pack so quick. I love it.
What do you need? You needed a couple of wife beaters, some flip-flops?
And didn't even go home and pack.
No. You buy a bathing suit there.
Damn.
You just get it on the boardwalk.
Carefree.
Way to live. That is the way to live. I'm debating in my head whether I can go to National Harbor tonight. That's not even a road trip. But I want to go see all the spelling bee kids.
Oh, I see. Oh.
Hey, can I ask you this? If I get us passes to sit in the audience, go?
What, Thursday night? No.
Yeah, here we go. No. Why, be able to enjoy it?
Maybe I'd get too into it and be an escort.
I kind of want to go. I make that vow every year. Next year, we're doing it again on purpose.
Yep.
I make two vows every year. At Passover, it's always next year. And then for the spelling bee. At the spelling bee,
it snuck up on us.
It really
maybe
did.
Next year.
I don't remember it ever being hovering.
I don't know. I know they are more sensitivity on TV online, asking for more sensitivity for because apparently there's some people that like to tweet like English only USA and stuff like that after spelling bee. They're like, it's fine. These are American kids. They may not be from the same place you are. More sensitivity out of people, but they
in Jamaica.
They want more people to, and to really get into it. They want there to be some more sense. They'll try to get tickets for Thursday.
I'll check. I might be busy.
Damn, there's a lot of people from Illinois this year.
They start yet? They haven't even started.
Still early.
Oh, and you know the other thing. If I go over to National Harbor, you know what I'm going to see them doing today?
No.
Oh, those little pack
commercials. Remember the year Shaq did it? They had Shaq Daddy sitting up on those kids. That was awesome. Yeah, it was like 2 years ago. Shaq was in town filming all the Spelling Bee commercials.
I missed.
Take him out, the doctor, whatever his face is, the speller guy. He takes them out all over the place. Yeah, that's I'm going. It is.
His name we can't remember.
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hello.
Hey, who's this? It's your Memorial Day weekend.
I actually work night shift at a hospital, so that kind of sucks.
Although, I didn't shift at a hospital, Memorial Day weekend is a lot of stomach pumping.
Accident.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I guess that would make sense, too.
Yeah.
Was it a bad weekend, though?
No, not really. I mean, probably some idiots like grill accidents and car accidents.
Do you get any drone accidents?
No.
Where was the guy who was flying his drone day parade? And he lost control of it, and it swooped down, and one of the propellers cut somebody's neck.
Marblehead, Massachusetts.
Flying a drone over the Memorial Day parade to get some footage. I don't know if he knew somebody in the parade, or he was yours, but the drone swooped down, kind of clipped somebody's neck. The guy was fine. He did have to go to the doctor, and then I ended up getting hit by the drone. There is a lot of drone problems, though, like the end of last weekend.
I don't think we've had, I'm sure it will happen.
I can't remember where it was. Maybe it was Chicago, where the woman was in her apartment and looked out the window.
Just like hovering, recording her?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. God. That's exactly what it was. Why, what's wrong with that?
Did they find the operator?
Nope, but they did say the shortage of people uses to, well, they said two things. Number one is like for apartment buildings and stuff like that, people flying them and kind of snooping on neighbors. The other thing, no. The other thing that people are doing, by the way, they're also saying that it was going to start because they know that everything intended for good is being, it's always the case when you get a new invention. A lot of people are using drones for burglaries.
Oh, that makes sense.
Just to see if like there's no cars in the driveway, that kind of thing?
Yes, and simple. Let's say I have that Tyler got me. Not, what was it, like $9 or something like that? It's great. It's got a camera on it. It's good to go.
It's a little more than $9.
$19. What about
14 or 15.
Thousands of dollars it's worth not, of
what
technology.
Is it, the Anthem?
Yeah, no.
It's not the one the guy flew over kerfuffle. Which did not anyone in the neck.
No, but it's cheap.
No, it is. It's the cheaper one.
I could take this drone and fly it over and into somebody's backyard, and this is what bad like thieves are doing with them. So they'll, well, just snooping in people's windows because it'll take pictures and video. So I could fly it up. You have a window in your bathroom?
Sure.
Yeah, I could. And it's not like it's got bright lights on it. I could hover. I'm not good enough with it, but I'm not good enough with it yet to keep it like level and good where like the. But I could fly it to your bathroom, and I could take pictures of yourself off when you get out of the shower. I could get all kinds of Cugini pictures of like you, even if you were just like sitting on the toilet. I could just have it out the window, and you would have no idea. You'd put your foot little like the tub thing to like dry your leg off. I didn't see butt the
whole time.
No, so but the other thing they're saying, so that's the snooping aspect. The burglars saying people are taking these drones, will fly them like to do surveillance of your house, and then so that's like an overhead. So I could see what's going on in the backyard. I can see where coverage is. I can fly it further into your backyard. I can close and see if they're locked. What kind of locks you have on your doors. I can see like what if you have like a. Well, I definitely see a security system drone in and watch you disarm your security system. I don't know if mine's good enough. If the gift that I got is
like you mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, what people are doing with drones, nuts. That if you have stuff like in your backyard that I may want that I wouldn't be able to see from the street, or I take a look around.
Oh, there it is. Amazon packages.
No, it's almost like shopping. It's what's going on. Oh, I was just reading a whole article where they think are on the, because people can do surveillance of their own. They can fly a whole neighborhood and see what's going on back. I got pictures of Diane Drake bends over to get that ankle. That ankle. Mm-hmm. Hole.
Always have to always keep those blinds closed.
This one dude in Marblehead, Massachusetts, he lost control of his drone, came down, sliced that dude's neck. I'm telling you, it's no joke. Hey, ma'am, you hold tight 1 second for me. I will get you tickets. You will go to the Sweet Life Festival.
You
got it. Hold tight one. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 5? No. If you look out your window and you're out there.
I freak out.
You try to take it down. Throw something at it.
Oh, open the window and
yeah, I would a bar of soap. So
you're naked in the bathroom and you're going to reach out and grab the drone.
No, I'm not going to be able to grab it. It's probably far enough away from the window, but I would go and throw something at it.
Hitting the deck.
For what? What are you going to? Why are you now? All I do is have video to do. Lay there.
Yep.
This house, but now I'm just going to post this to YouTube and get the ad money.
Yep. The thing that I bet you're going to see is more and more people are doing this. I'm going to take a pistol out, and I'll shoot that son of a bitch down. Hope I hit it. I don't have one, but I'm saying you're going to start seeing people doing that.
Drone. Hit the neighbor's dog, though.
person.
Yeah, you can.
You trying to shoot down a drone.
You can't, snoop my house.
Saying what they're doing is right. But if you try to shoot it down and then you end up hurting somebody, that's going to be on you.
That's on me. That's on me. I don't know what the laws are on droning somebody's windows.
It's an invasion of privacy, isn't it? Or is it just the drone too new to...
Am I too far ahead of the law to do it? Can I fly a drone over your house and surveil it?
Probably.
Like, there's nothing that's... Your house isn't a no-fly zone.
It is not.
So fly over your house.
I don't know what the law is.
I assume I can.
Maybe from a distance.
I'm on public property.
And then you talked about just hovering outside the window and taking photos.
Why can't I do that?
You can't do that.
How do you know? I'll give you a lot of wrong, but it doesn't mean they are. Well, sound wrong.
You should know all of this for your wedding photography business.
Yeah,
but I'm a paid hire. Now I will go.
You can't break the law.
But if I'm hired to be there surveilling their wedding.
Yeah, but you use the wedding as the excuse to snoop your home.
What room will the bride be dressing in? where am I going, Kaylee? Line 4. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey. Yes. Hey, what's up, man? This is Mike. I got a heck of a drone story if you want to hear it.
Yeah, please.
Dude, I got this. Probably about 3 months ago, we were in a sister-sized garden for my foreman that lives out in Orange County. I'm going to be like a half an acre long. I got like 4 hours into building it, it would fly over us. And the next garden was probably almost an acre long. We had damn helicopters from the police flying over us to see if we were both growing.
Holy crap. Did they really?
Yeah, dude, it was insane. Like, when I saw it, I almost didn't recognize what it was. Dude, and I was, and then my buddy, we were some drones just making a joke. And the next day, we were out there finishing up, man, and a damn thing blew over us to check us out.
Wasn't there a story over the weekend of, I want to say, I think it was an airplane flying in to, I don't know which airport it was, but almost that was up in the air.
Almost, but that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and it was in a drone, like, trying to capture, like, aerial shots of planes landing and on plane. I can't believe the drone that you got me would do any damage to an airplane.
Yeah, it's too crazy.
But I also don't want coming into contact with a drone.
13 states have legislation that addresses drones during something this year.
See, I'm ahead of the curve.
2 weeks ago, Governor Joe Scott from a bill that said drones cannot be used to photograph or record image debris from the air. That was this month.
There goes Florida.
No, Ace, I can't get their property from the air.
That's what it says.
I'm on the ground. My drone maybe, but I'm on the ground.
Yeah, that's not going to fly.
Also, if they are at a hotel, that's not their property.
So in prohibiting a person, a state agency, or a political subdivision from using a drone to capture an own real property, or of the owner, tenant, occupant, invited such property with the intent to conduct surveillance.
That's mumbo jumbo.
Invasion of privacy exists.
Okay, boy, and we're on our way, and we just catch a last minute flight to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah,
I bring my drone down there. Some house that we rented across the street, not their property. That's just a rental. Our bunch of little that are in their bathing suits. Can I drone over their house? I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
No.
It's not their house.
I'm tenant.
Mumbo. That was part of the mumbo jumbo. So I can't do that. Hotel.
That's mumbo jumbo.
Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Morning, Elliot.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Bob.
Hey, what's up, Bob?
I have a drone that I was flying at my house, and I was going to fly over this field and take some video of some deer in this back pasture. My jackass neighbor shot it down with a shotgun.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, bro. That's going to be the start taking people's drones out by.
Yeah, he shot it down. I had the whole thing on video. Called the cops, and they wouldn't do anything about it. They said I was trespassing.
I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, my friend. Yes,
for Florida, if your date on this bill is July 1.
Oh, shoot. I guys still have a whole month. I have a month and a week. I have 5 weeks to get it. Let's get it moving. All right, let's do some follow-up phone calls. It's to Elliot, 866-235-5468. Yesterday, last night, anything at all that you want to get in. Again, 866 to Elliot, 866-235-5468.
Last week, backstage to meet Rush. This week, Elliot and the one to meet a Grammy winner. The time Grammy Award winning artist. Weird Al Yankovic. It's a short week, but you win big. Listen to EITM every day when you get to see Weird Al. June 12th at Wolf Trap. Plus, you and your guests to meet him. Need to buy tickets? Go to wolftrap.org. Listen all week, win every day. And passes to meet Yankovic. Welcome to summer. Elliot in the morning.
Watch for westbound on 64 near New Kent from the left shoulder. No problems, but problems I-295, nor Chippenham 288 on the downtown expressway. Collision way street near 288 and Cary at Cary.
Hey, welcome to Nissan.
So what's all the excitement about?
Out of your life.
What?
He's surprised that Altima has up to 270 horsepower.
Whoa!
And him? He's up to 38 mpg highway.
That lady?
Oh, she's surprised at how easy the ride of her life.
I'd like a test drive right now.
Not surprised.
Get to Nissan for the ride of your life in our most exciting ever. Choose the 2015 Altima. Wow's in bonus cash on top of existing offers. Shop your local Nissan store and choose Nissan.com. Bonus cash ends June 1st. Innovation that excites. Bonus cash on Ultima V6, 500 last time a non-V6. Available on lease and purchase. Valid when financed through NMAC from new dealer stock. 2015 EPA fuel economy 0.5S. Call 1-858-8319 for offer details.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with maximum strength medication provides rotation and controls odor. Activated formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat, and relieves itching. Odor Eaters met the odor, stops the itch.
You know, a dog trainer,
a landscaper,
a math tutor.
Do you know a house painter to paint them taupe?
No taupe. Ooh, the perfect pro. Not in bow.
Make your scar.
Every skill under the sun to take it from to do to.
Thumbtack helps you hire skilled professionals to answer a few questions about what you need and books from the best professionals in your area. It's never been easier to tackle your personal projects. No matter what you're looking to accomplish, who's a guy? A lot of these guys get the idea. Oh, and Thumbtack is always looking for more skilled professionals. So if that's you, check them out. Visit Thumbtack to get started.
31st at the National. XL 102 welcomes the return of Bleachers.
Hey, I want to get
with special guest Joy Wynn. The modern rock anthems of Bleachers. This Sunday, May 5th, the National. Tickets available at all sites. NatTickets.com and the National Box Office. This Monday, National, the electronic rock hits of Fantagram. And Theory. This Monday, June 1st, Fantagram rocks the stage with special theory. It's available at all Ticketmaster outlets, NatTickets.com, and the National Book. It's also available for Glass Animals, June 13th, June 16th.
Order, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cross sandwich.
Who's there?
Silly, I told you already.
Get two Cross sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King.
This Friday, as I host the first ever RVA Craft Beer Cup, it's an award show for our local craft breweries, chosen by the Pub Celebrity Judges. A night at 7 p.m. this Friday night at Keegan's. In Short Pump at West Broad Village.
He loves of options. That gives you millions of premium custom-made toys. Make your Mini a reflection of you at Richmond Mini to bring home the Mini of your dream. The new 2015 Mini Cooper Countryman lease for $199 per month for 36 months with a 3-month lease payment waiver. Come admitted for yours at Crown Mini West Broad Street and online at crownmini.com. See dealer for details.
You know, business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just these won't come to you. You things done.
Should I stay or...
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of choice hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
Of the Elliott in the Morning Building. WWDC, Washington. WRFN, Elliott in the Morning.
Well, there's a will, there's a default. And every night has a state so magical. And if there's love in this life of gold, that can't be defeated. For every tyrant to tear for the vulnerable. And every loss a miracle. Monday left me broken. Tuesday I was through with
Kelly in the morning. A bit later on this hour. I have tickets to see Grammy award winning Weird Al Yankovic. Keep in mind, you win those tickets. Not only do you get to go to, we'll go backstage and meet. It's a short week, but every day this week, dinner, and you will go backstage and you will meet Weird Al at Wolf Trap. So we'll do that in a little later on this morning. I'll have tickets for you, Fish and the Bottle Men. That show is sold out also, so I will give tickets to that. The phone calls, 866-2-ELLIOTT, 866-235-5468. Let me go to line 4. Hi, Elliot, in the morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Hannah from Southern Maryland.
Yes, Hannah from one for you.
Okay, I was just at Chappaquin High School. This kid did a senior prank and let out 7,000 ladybugs.
I have to hear. Love it. It may be my favorite story of the weekend. Although you're going to hear that a lot because I found so many good things. So wait, 72. When did it? When the ladybugs?
I think like. Maybe last week. I broke into the school at like 3 a.m. and now like seven are suspended. But the ringleader kid, he can play the all-star champ baseball, but he can't walk for graduation.
Well, one is more important than the other. So it is very important that we are able to play in the state championship baseball game. So wait a minute. When kids get suspended, the ringleader of the whole bunch, he got busted too, but they need him for the...
Yeah.
By the way, what did that school look like? 2,000 ladybugs.
I saw pictures on Twitter, and all these lockers are flooded with ladybugs, and like the hallway, it's disgusting.
So wait, so as you guys are back in school today, obviously.
Well, they are, yeah.
So are there still ladybugs inside the school?
I would hope not.
There has to be. Deputies say the suspects.
And now the kids are like protesting, and I get a little space on a lake, and they're like putting up signs and stuff.
Wait, I don't understand what the protest is.
Can't walk for graduation, and they're getting charged with like, whatever, I don't know.
Oh, for breaking into the school. It does say, deputies say the suspects in hoodies released about 72,000 ladybugs throughout the school, put it in the car. Investigators, juveniles, and 3 men were identified as suspects. One suspect or the internet.
When he got like 1,500 live ladybugs for 8.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
Don't ladybugs bite?
Some of them do. Not related to this. One of my answers on 500 questions last night, and I got it right. Just throw that out. I think it's the orange bugs that bite. Kaylee, maybe you can find me a bug. I think it's the orange. Isn't it an arachnologist? Something. It's the orange ladybugs that bite. Or is it the orange lady? In any case, with the orange and the red. But if you get orange, I think orange is bad, red is good. That may also be. I get the protest. They want everybody to be able to walk. It was a harmless senior. But you know that they're going to get busted for breaking into the school.
Right.
And you know, now, the only place that if I were a parent where I would be, if I were a good parent, is if my kid got and is being charged, but the ringleader is cool at the state baseball game.
Yeah.
I could see some parents being pissed because I understand the importance of baseball. Understand that. But I just thought parents would be pissy about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's what I want you to do. When do you get to school today?
Oh, I'm 20.
Oh, I thought you said you're 20, like 12 minutes. Oh, so you're already out of school at your alma mater.
No, I mean, I'm...
Gotcha. Okay. So, all right, very good. Well, if you hear anything new, will you keep me up to date?
Sure, yeah.
All right, very good, very good. I appreciate it. Thank you. That's an awesome... It's victimless.
It's not.
It seems harmless.
It's tiny bugs.
Well, you got upset with the school where they put like the on the dead animal. But you're okay with this one. So
this one's harmless.
Where did they bite?
No. When was the last time you know anybody that was like, oh my god,
only bugs I don't kill.
Okay, I'm not saying that you got to kill 70 to turn on a fan.
No, but I'm just saying like there's an aura of harmlessness when it comes to a ladybug.
Can I tell you the other bug question I got on 500? Name the only insect that can turn its head 180 degrees.
Praying mantis
can eat its mate. Oh. Nailed it. Ladybug, name for the Virgin Mary. 100% true. Thank you, Richard Quest. Nobody gets bit by a ladybug. You don't need an EpiPen. It's not like somebody's allergic and is gonna die.
Would have, been fine with the punishment for that prank.
No, you can't.
That one crosses the line.
What, of
do 72,000 bouncy balls?
That's hysterical.
I guess you could trip or fall.
That's ladybugs.
That creature being released into a school is not cool.
They're just gonna leave the. They don't want to be in the building. The only downside is if you want to think of it is all like the and then again the kids that are just gonna walk through with yeah.
And then that sucks for the custodians.
Did you know you could buy 72,000 of these things online, though? That's probably where they... Oh, wait, line 8. Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Yeah,
they're
like, but only if you're gay, like...
You can buy them on Amazon.
Get me a 2,000.
There you go. It's like what a woman said, 1,500 for...
$8.99.
$9. They're not prime, but you got everything.
By the way, if I were, I don't know the school, but if I were their rival school, I would order up about 50,000 more and think it's the kids that got testing that said, you know what, we're doing it again.
How about you just throw some toilet paper on the founder statue outside the school?
Oh, the Chapotkin founder? Has you, line 8? Hi, Elliot. Hello?
Is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this? Yes, what can I do for you?
I don't think the red ladybugs bite because my kids play with them all the time. And they pick them up and hold them.
The orange ones. The orange ones must be the ones that bite.
I think they are. And the other thing, everybody does in your pranks. Somebody, you know, for breaking into this woman, everybody does it.
The four youths have been jewelry, property destruction, and disruption of school activities. Our school was closed.
Every they're going to do something every year. It's not a new.
It catches them off guard, like us with the police to their parents. Deputy will be charged by criminal summons.
That's
trying to be the cool dad and taking part.
What?
No, when we did our senior prank, we didn't get in trouble for it.
What did you do though?
We did a lot of shaving cream, and all the cream we had up.
Yeah, okay.
But we threw shaving cream all over, like, the principal's office and the teachers all over the gym.
Yeah, that's funny. And you clean it up and everything's good. So make the sad kid, well, the six, I need that ball. But make the six of them go in there and just clean, like, kind of shoo out the ladybugs.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, we had football players out there, and, I mean, they still got to play a game because it was just for fun. You know, all the teachers were like, okay, ha-ha, now clean it up. You know, you guys did it.
Right, exactly. And now, but I will say, like, there is a line. Like, I can appreciate you can't have these urine and dead animal carcasses all over the hallway. That.
Not all over. Yeah. Just in some side. Some wings of the school. Just cut it. Leave the pranks.
Skipping school. Now you're truant. I can answer that for you.
I cut on senior cut day.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How nervous were you?
Very.
I cut a couple of days leading up just to make sure I was prepped and ready to go. Let me run a little bit. Can I go to line 1? Very good. Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Hey, it's Will.
Hey,
I'm the guy with the picture at Kerfuffle.
Oh, dude, you did an awesome job.
Thank you.
Hey, you ever like a partner house surveil?
No, that's bad. You know that's not. Hey,
by the way, I'm looking at the picture right now. Tyler pulled that up. These are awesome.
Yeah, that drone is about $3,000. Fire one.
Right. Yeah. No, I have the one that was $14.99.
I'm taking almost as clear pictures.
Probably. Hey, where else do you like? Do you do that for? I'm trying to get into the wedding drone photography.
So here's the thing: if that thing was flying over, you know, outside of your apartment or your house, when it takes off, it sounds like a swarm of bees.
Right.
It's not quiet at all. So I've seen videos of, and I heard about your entrepreneur's show, wedding videos.
God, everybody talking about it.
I shoot at Meriwether. I'm also a photographer there. So.
Oh, okay. So you do a bunch of stuff for like Seth and Donna. You work for them.
Exactly.
Oh, good for you. Well, dudes are great.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'll ever need you for anything, but I'd definitely hire you.
Okay. Well, just hit me up on Twitter. It's WHEELFEE, and my Instagram's the same thing.
Got it. Hey, listen, thank you very much for checking in.
No, thanks, Elliot.
You got it, man. We'll talk to you later. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, man.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is Chris. How y'all guys doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. What's up, Chris?
I was listening to you talk about this fellow.
What's going on right now it gets underway at the Washington National Harbor.
I am down to go. It would be Bad Words. I've wanted to go. One and check it out.
Wait a minute. So you're gonna go to the spelling bee. I don't even know what protocol is to go to the spelling bee. Like, I don't even know how usually family gets them.
Like, for the now, I believe that's just like walk up. I don't think you need tickets for that. Obviously,
that's
not talking.
Bad. I am still hair of the dog from Memorial Day. No, if you need me at the spelling.
What does that mean?
No, you don't need a bunch of people around hungover. Spell Chrysler. K-R! It's a K! You know what? Like, you don't need that.
Tickets are not required.
Oh, then just
finals?
To attend the oral rounds of the 2015 Scripps National Spelling Bee on May 27th and May 28th. Admit is free on a first-come, first-served basis.
Camp now.
A mistake.
You know what I want? It's probably the wrong thing to say. What's the golf tournament that whenever somebody hits the ball, somebody yells Baba Booey? What is that? Is that for every golf tournament?
Ta-ta toothy.
Although it's going to sound silly, doesn't have quite the same thing.
No,
but oh, I want that. I am. EITM.
No, that is not catchy.
I can't get tickets. Maybe they'll seat me with the families.
They do that.
Well, it's probably first come, first
serve. Is it like my stepdad on Family Feud? Either participant didn't have enough family members.
You know what? Shiva's parents couldn't make it. Elliot, can you just run up and give her gets eliminated?
You're in the wrong rows at weddings and funerals.
Oh, I wanted Zach. What did I when we walked into the stab? What's the first thing I said?
You thought the reserve signs were for us?
Zach must have known we were coming. Line.
I must have married into.
In the morning.
Me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Steven.
Hey, what's up, Steven?
I just got back from Dewey Beach.
Oh, dude, how was your weekend?
It was amazing.
Oh, I bet it was.
Amazing.
I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Where are you from? I'm sorry?
Ireland.
First of all, congratulations.
What side of the referendum was he?
Oh. No, Ireland is the weekend, dude.
Yeah,
but everybody voted yes by popular vote for gay marriage. That's awesome. Wait, went down to wait a minute. You're from Ireland and you've never seen anything like Dewey?
No, like not many beautiful women. Alcohol in them? No.
Yeah, no. It's kind of like hitting a home run your first time.
We don't get the weather to wear bikinis.
Right? Did you how did they hook up with anybody? How many women did you hook up with over the weekend?
I only brought.
I'm sorry, I missed that. I couldn't understand.
I said I only brought home two.
He back?
Yeah, no. Yeah. You brought two women
over
home.
Two nights or one night?
Good question.
No, not in one night. I wish in one night.
Oh, so brought home a girl one night and dated the girl the next night. That's great.
Yeah, I'm not greedy.
No, Lynn.
Oh my God, they know that joke there.
Yes,
they love it. That's been used.
Yeah, whatever. Never. Did you try Ocean City Whitefish while you were
there? What?
Never mind. Hey, did you?
No, I didn't go to Ocean City. I just stayed in Delaware.
Oh, just in Dewey. Just in Dewey. No, you know what? Well, good for you, dude. Are you here visiting, or do you live here now?
For a year, and it's my last one. I've been here for 1 year. I'm going on a road.
I was
going
to say, what becomes of ye now?
I'm going for a road trip from San Francisco.
Good for you, dude. Yeah. And then go back to Ireland?
I have to go back to Ireland.
Sweet. All right, dude. I'm glad you had an excellent 4th at Dewey.
Memorial Day.
Fourth of July.
He spent 4th of July in Ocean City.
No, I was just reading something that said 4th of July notes. All right, dude. Hey, listen, thank you for your patronage. And, wait, hold on. I'm getting from a line. Thank you for your patronage and enjoy.
Okay, thank you.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Did you say line 5?
Congrats again.
Hi, Elliot in the morning. That was big.
Ireland. I drank to it.
That in, he's, doubling his penis. I'm sorry, yes.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Chris. The reason I'm calling in, guys, is because I'm playing golf with Nick Winnick today.
Are you really?
And like, I'm getting off work and driving out to Congressional to meet him, and I'm, like, nervous, really nervous.
Wait, why are you? Well, two things. No, why are you playing? Why are you playing golf? Nicholas Backstrom.
My friend, his aunt was ill, and she got it from him. Deal.
Got it.
And in her condition, she can't really golf, so she gave it to my buddy as his graduation gift. And he
gotcha, dude. Nicholas is the nicest guy. He's very, very laid. Nicest dude. You'll have a blast with him.
Yeah, the only issue is I don't want to humiliate myself, bro.
Who cares? You know what? You're very good at playing hockey either. You know what? So who cares?
Yeah.
Just go out and enjoy it. Take the ice. Tell him I said hi.
Okay, will do.
All right, yeah, call me tomorrow, all right?
All right, I will.
4 hours. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot.
Yeah, hi, Elliot speaking.
Elliot.
Donna.
Can you pass the phone over to Tyler?
Okay, here he is.
I'm upstairs. Here. I got not cordless.
Yeah, no, he's right here.
Tyler, is your frog maybe Toad? Toad.
Thank you. Wait, he was there all night. Donna, the many lame people into my Periscope yesterday.
Many? We were 24 people.
And it ended up being 50 over the course of the cast.
That was very cool.
Remember, I told you when I saw Bunny
right.
that I was thinking about Periscope, and then you made fun of it. And then yesterday there was a frog on my deck, and I filmed it live.
So, Donna, it sounds like your Memorial Day weekend was
hey,
nuts.
Jake Johansson watched.
I don't enjoy the outdoors. I'm usually an early adapter to things, but Periscope is actually kind of fun.
Yeah, no, listen, I watched
Bert Kreischer. I watched a couple different people.
Oh, good for you. All right, very good. Thank you, Donna. I appreciate
love
it.
You.
Love you, too. All right, I got to do two more things. I'll do one, and then the other one I'll save. Do you remember, we've talked about her in the past, a girl, Tori Finucane.
Softball player
who, remember, she switched from one school to another school. She then went on to at the University of Missouri for the number 10 nationally ranked Missouri Tigers. And remember, hit off of her. Worked that out because, like, one coach was all like, no, I can't waste her arm, bro. Anyway, she, and so the number 10 Missouri Tigers, we're playing the number 7 Houston. I guess it's kind of that time of year. Uh-huh. I know it's the same for softball, that, like, the tournaments are going on. So I know, like, in baseball, like, the NCAA tournaments are going on. A bunch of schools. I think Tulane is in. Anyway, the women's tournament is going on. So Tori Finucane, we've talked to her. Like, weren't you, like, you were, like, email pals with her dad?
He was just updating, talking about being for how well she was playing. Yeah.
She took a line drive to the head.
Ooh.
Oh, she's fine because here's a picture of her up with a smile and a shiner. But she was pitching against UCLA and some girl from UCLA jacked a ball of it too.
Ooh.
And she takes a ball to the face.
Is she okay?
Team bus, thumbs up.
Oh, when you said thumbs up, I was picturing her on like a stretcher or something.
No. Here she is on the plane, the Mizzou softball flying home to Missouri. With our girl, Tori Finucane, she's in one piece and all smiles. Hashtag M-I-Z, Miz. But how about that? Tori Finucane. Did you see the video?
It's awful.
I mean, she takes all right to the face.
Just drops.
Yeah. But she's fine. But she flew back home with the team. And I didn't realize, though, that that she was ranked number 10 in the UCLA, but it happens. So there's your update on... it was weird to see her name hit off of her. And by the way, that was the other fear that they had, is that I would jack one back and mess her. You don't know.
I don't think they're worried about you.
The round thing is set for a ride. All right. Anyway, let me do this. Let me take a break. It's got some news. After that, Weird Al, you get tickets to meet him. We'll do that next.
Elliot in the morning. XL 102. It's the longest set of music. Richmond. Maybe even the world. We're probably not. XL 102 hours of music free from interruption.
I'll make a tease.
XL 102, Richmond's alternative.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Watch for 95 North. Just past the Willis travel lane block due to a collision. Stalled vehicle on the left shoulder of 64 westbound. Forge collisions at Hull Street at Lowe and Carey Street at Moore Street.
This report is brought to you by Subway. It's Subway morning, the best morning ever with fresh with everything you love. Like Chipotle sauce and peppers. Have it on toasted flatbreads. Favorite freshly baked bread. Find out why people love Subway breakfast. Subway.
Hey, welcome to Nissan.
So what's all the excitement about?
It's ride of your life.
What's with that guy?
He's surprised that Altima has up to 270 horsepower.
Whoa!
And him that Altima gets up to 38 mpg highway. She's surprised at how easy life.
I'd like a test drive right now.
Yep. I'm not surprised.
Get to Nissan of your life in our most exciting lineup ever. Choose the 2015 Altima with up to 1,000 bonus cash on top offs. Shop your local Nissan store and choose Nissan.com. Bonus cash ends June 1st. Nissan. Salvation that is...
1,000 bonus cash on Altima V6. 500 bonus cash on Altima non-V6. Available on lease and purchase. Valid when VenMac from new dealer stock. 20 economy estimate for Altima 2.5, 888-858-8319 for offer details.
It's the 30th anniversary season of Bud Light presents Impress, featuring the Wheel Austin Woods. Sunday, May 5th. Hear it. Feel it. With the Wailers. And Rusted Root. With their live show combining Eastern and African parts of powerfully rhythmic songs. Get your tickets at InterHours.com or charge by phone at 423-17-STEENS. The Wailers. Live in concert at InterHours on Sunday, May 31st. What better way to spend us with the Wailers and Rusted Root? May 31st at Innsbruck After Hours. All your friends will be who want to be. Brought to you by Ram Trucks, Carytown Burgers and Fries, and Fries and Brook Grill.
Introducing Wawa's new cheese, new so delicious and smile. Indulge in a caramel rich cookie cheesecake smoothie. Our other made smoothies or frozen cappuccinos. There are so many amazing varieties to any 12 ounce and any 24 ounces $3.49. Treat yourself to one today, and you'll be so glad because they are oh so good. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
There's something about a diamond. It sparkles more. It's more brilliant. It stands out. People notice it more. You know why? It starts with owners who see imperfection. Every diamond at Diamonds Direct is handpicked for maximum brilliance. So, the perfect cut that gives you that magic effect. We're so picky. For every 100 diamonds we look at, we will usually only choose about 5 to bring back to our showroom. Then, to y'all's confidence, our diamonds are certified by the most stringent and most reputable American gem labs. In fact, Diamonds Direct has one of the luck GIA certified diamonds in the country. Our passion for quality excel too. Our engagement rings, they're handcrafted by the world's top ring designers with intricate detail and true artisan craftsmanship made right here in America. Cutting corners, no compromises. That's why you can always spot a diamond from Diamonds Direct. Shore Pump West Broad Village across Richmond's direct diamond importer.
Everyone knows that change is good. It's good, but at Kings Dominion, really. That's why we added new water slides and attractions to our Soak City, like the Tower, touring Hurricane Heights, free-getting slide experiences. Plus, our brand new kids area, Splash Island. Come see how thrilling change can be. Plus, for a limited time, every kids price is now at Kings Dominion.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars when you call us today and see why I said insurance doctor.
Now in the morning on XL 102.
Feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign that I understand. Yes, I am.
So every day in my time, quiet, feeling fine.
So another time I'm holding prison, my probably going ballistic, but listen, I'm missing a couple of screws. You've been slipping away at the blow wisdom. But do, rolling blue, hit switch, rolling this, blowing kiss, clear the polar business. What's the code? Go to business, blow the prison, go to church, and pray, pray the father, love. Only God can judge me, yeah. And he don't like no ugly. I look so cool, good, most of buddy, yeah, I know I plead the fifth. Holla, holla if you need some. The devotion is getting hopeless. But hold it, cause I'm seeing ghosts.
Telly in the morning, I've got to get into some news. After that, I am going to give you a pair of tickets to, that'll go on all week. You win your tickets to go see. And you also get passes to go backstage and meet. We apply for anything. You stage, you and your guests get to meet Weird Al. By the way, if you need any information, the con, how to get tickets, it's Facebook.pm online. You can get all the information that you need there. Diane, may I just bring up one news story before we launch into the news? And we covered it last week. And there has been an arrest in the. Remember the couple that was on the subway platform in Boston, waiting to get on the T, and guy facing like a column on the platform, and there was a young lady down in front of him giving the oral pleasure while awaiting the T to up. He has been arrested. She apparently still on the loose.
Huh.
He, the Boston Globe reports that a crimes unit arrest Philip Urban in Malden, Massachusetts, and charged him with lewdness. The jorts wearing Philip Urban allegedly received a still identified woman in the middle of the T platform at the State Street streets at about 2:30 in the afternoon. Identified him after a fact taken by a concerned strap hanger went viral. Transit Police Lieutenant said we received some tips, but I'm into reviewing the image. Convicted Philip Urban could be sentenced to 3 years in state prison, $300 fine. He also are required to register on the state's sex offender list. That's pretty steep, man.
And they have no idea where she is.
Well, they don't have a good shot of her. They don't know who she is, and I guess he's not singing. Two things that this story makes me think of, though. Number one is pretty steep for just getting oral sex on a subway platform.
Let me rephrase that. Anticipated this sort of penalty.
But when you think of, you know who the first was?
Who?
The teacher in New Orleans. The threesome with the student, with that student, which is, to me, that is a worse penalty or a worse incident than this guy getting a little keppy.
Yeah, that's why that watchdog group wants the attorney general
to
look
into
that.
But she didn't have to register as a sex offender. She didn't go to jail. She got slapped on the wrist. It's that. Why is this guy going to jail for 3 years?
Because his dad is not a judge.
Yeah, but that's still unfair. I mean, the law is unfair.
The woman in New Orleans or in Louisiana didn't have to, like, face what a normal person would face.
But if that's what I would argue. I would argue that Shelley Dufresne.
Like, to call up this case?
Parrish versus Dufresne. Yeah, damn right I would. And the other thing that's impressive, if this were me, I was standing there with my face to a pillar. Is me just standing, my jorts pulled down and my jacket on like that?
Well, they had a much clearer picture of him that they had released through the media, which is...
Oh, so it wasn't just this view?
No.
Nail somebody. Although maybe you would. Would you be able to tell me from behind?
Shirt you wear all the time.
Yeah, I could tell.
What? That's a enough. Patriots jacket? If I had a Capitals jacket on, you wouldn't know. I could have an Ovi jersey on. See? You would know that.
Yeah.
pygmy from behind with somebody's legs coming out from between mine.
Won't cut.
It's gotten bad, hasn't it? Hasn't it real Jufro-y down here? Bad. Anyway, I just wanted to give you Philip Urban, 50. He's been arrested and charged. He charges.
And I bet there'll be a lot less once he says what her name is.
She is still... Oh, yeah, I would never sing. Sing. There's no reason to Billy Dufresne case out of Louisiana. All right, Diane, let's get into some news, please.
D.C. police say they are still searching through evidence if the man who was arrested in the killing of a family and their housekeeper in Northwest D.C. accomplices. So far, Darren Wendt, the only one charged in the murders of Savas, their 10-year-old son, Philip, housekeeper Vera Figueroa. Apparently, charging documents say they believe another person may have been driving the family's was found burning several hours after the murders because apparently the sightings that they had of the person behind the wheel was a person with short, more closely groomed hair. Went had much longer hair.
Yeah, so they're looking for that. Also, I know, like, we talked about late last week, the people who were in the car with him, the that he left the hotel in, and also the cash in it, they've all been released.
Yeah. At this point, no other suspect died, but again, they do believe he had looking into this, how the assistant who was asked to take $40,000 from the say. I saw one account that said it was actually wasn't involved in that cash transfer. So
the assistant answered the house.
Exactly. So is going to arrest remains to be seen.
And Wendt did make it to New York.
Yeah.
He went $1,000 or say for a cab. He paid for the out of the $40,000 that was delivered to the house. He's in New York, and then when he was like, "Oh f," they know that I'm heading to Brooklyn. It was time for him to get out of there, so he $1,000 to get home from New York.
Right. A bouncy house on a Fort Lauderdale beach in Florida flew yesterday when
did you see the video?
Yes, when a waterspout came onto the beach and see people who are kind of marveling, like, "Oh, cool!" And then it suddenly starts to gain momentum. And then makes its way toward where this sort of outdoor carnival area was, reside these bouncy houses. Sergeant Deanna Greenlaw is with the Fort Lauderdale Police.
Three young juveniles fell out of one of the bounce houses and landed on the sand. The bounce houses went up over both southbound lanes of A1A and landed in a nearby parking lot.
The kids were under. Taken to the hospital. Two released. One was still being held for observation, but they believe all of them were going to be okay. They said, you know, when they came tumbling like 15, 20 feet in the air.
That thing goes airborne.
Yeah.
Airborne.
15 to 20 feet. That thing went much higher. A man has died after he was burned at a gas station fire on Sunday. This was at the Shell and East West Highway in Maryland. Apparently the man lit a cigarette while he was pumping the fumes.
Dude, that story weirded me out. They said it was I don't do that. I would never do that. But they said it was just some quick acting, just a dude that was stationed who went over and how it turned out. Mm-hmm. But didn't action right away to extinguish the guy.
Yeah. They also had three members of an Olney, Maryland family who had to be taken to the hospital yesterday. Burned fire from a propane tank while Montgomery County firefighters responding and saying that all were released.
But that woman who called in morning worked at the hospital said you saw two things over the weekend. Car accidents and grilling injuries.
Yep. It was a horrific accident after the Coca-Cola 600 on Sunday night up near the backstretch of the race. They believe this may be a vehicle and drag. They found some of the person's belongings on the ground about roughly 40 feet from where the victim said they were able to. And after treating them at the Infield Care Center via helicopter to a local hospital, we should on that later today.
The Indy 500, were there crew members? I didn't see much of the race. I only could see... Were there crew members that got hurt during the Indy 500?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Just cars trying to maneuver in and out of pit road.
So they got hit on pad?
Yeah, it's always scary when you see
You start guys. Seeing those guys jump and get cars.
So, I mean, I don't think it was as bad as some of the NASCAR guys who got hit a couple weeks ago. It's still scary nonetheless.
Yeah, no, that's bad.
The stars of the movie A Beautiful Mind mourning the loss of Nobel Prize-winning mathematician John Nash and his wife Alicia, who were in taxi accidents in New Jersey. Russell Crowe, who played Nash in 2001, tweeted, "An amazing partnership, beautiful minds, beautiful hearts." They died Saturday when the cab they were traveling hit a guardrail.
They had changed their flight to come back to the U.S. He was just receiving a massive award. Mm-hmm. They had changed their flight into New Jersey earlier. So they got in like, were like, oh, well, the car that was supposed to be here 5 hours earlier, we'll just take a cab to our house in Princeton. And when they got on the turnpike, I guess the cab, I don't know what happened where the cab lost control of the car. Yeah. The car hit the Jersey wall.
B.B. King's daughters are accusing his business manager and his personal assistant of contributing to his death. In addition, that as King was dying, money, his bank accounts, and personal property was taken from his home. The two were there. Father was poisoned, administration of foreign substances to induce a premature death. A lawyer for King's estate strongly denies the allegations, saying three doctors determined appropriately cared for and with eye professionals up until in his sleep. I believe this is a different kangaroo than the one that you were marveling
about. It was jacked.
This one is also jacked. It's also beginning
you know
a
what?
Lot of attention
he
online.
Doesn't have the, he doesn't have the upper body strength of my kangaroo. It's ripped. My kangaroo had a sick body.
He's not standing upright. You can't see.
Had a floppy ear.
What?
Kangaroo was...
Right. The two against each other.
What? My kangaroo whipped your kangaroo's ass. What is this one doing? Mine was just
the same thing. Make out like walking their dogs and take a roller and you look up and you see this big menacing kangaroo.
I could never live in Austin. Best thing that happened to me was not there.
That's true.
I can't live in a neighborhood where these walking around.
Seeing defensive end Ray McDonald yesterday after a domestic violence arrest related to a woman who was holding a baby. The Bears who
God,
signed
what a piece
him
of ass this guy is.
In March, despite his history of legal issues, domestic complaints said chances, but when we signed Ray, we were very clear what our expectations were. A Bear, Belong quickly tweeted his reaction. Good riddance.
Yeah, no, good.
Right. Many of the team OTAs today, a lawyer representing Aaron Hernandez saying his client is running out of cash after hiring its of his criminal case. Fitzpatrick says that even though there are all these rumors of piles of money, he doesn't have any and is continuing to support both his fiance and their daughter. Several civil lawsuits have been filed against him, seeking of dollars. Nationals got home runs from Denard Span, Wilson Ramos to beat the Cubs 2-1 yesterday. The Anaheim Ducks scoring 45
seconds. Can we go? Huh. Tyler, have we heard from Orioles?
No.
We have not.
Oh, I was just wanting to be angry about and turn his back on when he comes up or anything like that for Brian Mattis, a game suspension for the elite for his arm. Because Orioles guy always likes to point out when there's a cheater at the park.
Mm.
So I'm wondering if Brian Mattis for the substance on his arm.
The Ducks scoring 45 seconds in Blackhawks, 5-4. Anaheim now leads that series 3-2. And the Rangers are facing elimination tonight. Lightning with Tampa leading that series 3-2.
Yeah, boy, not a lot of excitement around the Anaheim-Tampa.
No.
Be a great final, by the way. I mean, those two teams can play. I don't feel like there would be a lot of interest in the... I guess Emilio Estevez was busy tweeting yesterday about time for the Flying V and Mighty Ducks power. People are going to go after Emilio Estevez, but apparently he's all in now.
Rockets avoiding the sweep last night as James Harden scored 45 to lead them to 1.14 over Golden State. So the Warriors lead that series 3-1. Cleveland sweep of the Atlanta Hawks tonight. Also, Mitch Kupchak from the Lakers saying Kobe Bryant has indicated that next season will be his Lakers. He makes $25 million, 20th with the team. There is a chance he could play beyond next season, but he'll be 7 and has obviously dealt with a whole series. There was a big upset at the French Open yesterday as Venus was knocked out in the first round, losing to Sloane Stephens, who is...
Yeah, she trained for you. She's good, Stephens, for years. So she got up on her. And a bit of etiquette. I don't know that anybody's leaving to head to the French Open. Don't run onto a court to take a selfie with Roger Federer. It's very, very, very rude.
Scary.
Yeah, scary. Federer was decent to the guy.
Yeah.
He was furious. I get it. Take a selfie with Federer. I
like the guy who took the picture.
I'm sure he's nailed.
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume he's probably doing 8-10.
Oh.
Matt, you can't do that.
That's a look at news and sports.
XL102. Mickey is the most luxurious SUV in its class. It's also green SUV of the year with 30 MPG highway fuel economy. In other words, Jeep Grand Cheap deal combination of black dot and green-minded smarts. It means the gold standard of SUVs everywhere. One drive why the Jeep brand continues to be the best seller. Join us now during the Jeep Memorial Day sales event.
Well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2015 Jeep Renault 4x4 with 24 MPG $59 a month for 36 months with $24.99 due at signing, tax, title, and license extra. Ford Segway 4x2 with available EcoDiesel V6 based on total SUV sales over the past 12 months in the 2014 Ford's light vehicle segment. Call 1-818-925-JEEP official lease in Chrysler Capital. 25 cent charge for each mile over 30,000 residency. Restrictions apply. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Richmond Morning Show, More Show, Elliot, XL 10102.
Call me right now. I have tickets for you to go see. June 20 will I give you tickets to go to the show. I will give you passes to go backstage and meet Weird Al. Shake the man 6-6 to Elliot 235-5468. All week long, you win tickets for you and your guests to go to the go meet Weird Al. Call me right now. Winner of the week 866 to Elliot 866-235-5468.
Call 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468.
Are you in summer? Can be. Stop by American Family Fitness and join for just $20. Just in time for shorts and tank top season. Valid time at all 9 locations. Restrictions apply. We're not only a great place to work out, we're a great place to work. American Family Fitness is now hiring sales and personal trainers. Viz.com for job descriptions. American Family Fitness. Get to work.
I love you. Oh, I know you can do it. I love you. Almost. I love you. Hey, good one.
Your dog is more than just a pet. He's your exercise buddy, lap warmer, shoulder to cry on, darn alarm clock you've ever had. And while he may not be able to say the words exactly, your dog says he loves you in so many ways. Protect him with Canine Advantix 2. Canine Advantix 2 provides broad-spectrum fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes. Canine Advantix 2 kills fleas and ticks through contact. They don't have to...
That's it. You said it. You're a good boy. Oh, no, you too.
Canine Advantix 2. For the love of dog. Canine Advantix. Available at veterinary clinics. Learn more at Canine Advantix.
Need cash fast? Call First Virginia at 855-216-6555. First Virginia can provide you to $1,000 that can be a prepaid Visa card and be used anywhere accepted. Use your line of credit for whatever for buying online. There are no annual fees, no minimum monthly finance charges, no credit check. Or access available credit at 516-6555. Getting the money you need has never been easier. First Virginia is your trusted neighborhood financial services center. Eight hours, 7 days a week. So it's committed to getting you the cash you need. Come in and get started right now. Call 515-216-6555. Or visit firstvirginialoans.com to find a store. 515-216-6555. Virginia, your neighborhood financial services center. Prepaid debit card issued pursuant to license and Visa USA Inc. Card subject to terms and conditions of card and card gets reserved.
Let you have a Ram 1500. Everyone knows fishing spots are the ones far off the bus. And when you've got a Ram 1500 with best-in-class 29 miles per gallon highway, you can discover those faraway gold mine before anyone else does. News Fish, great news for you. It's that kind of uncompromising leadership driving Ram trucks than ever before. As now, during the Ram Memorial Day sale, I now get 0% APR plus $2,250 total bonus cash on the 2015 Ram 1500 Bighorn MPG Highway. Based on standard pickup class, EPA estimated 29 MPG Highway based on available EcoDiesel V6 4x2 HFE model. Total retail sales of calendar years 2008. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for 1,000 financed for buck, regardless of down payment when financed through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 6-1.
Morning. Welcome to Burger King.
Sandwich.
Try saying
croissant.
Croissant. Now say muffin. No, that's boring.
Get 2 croissant sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
Northbound 95, just past Willis Relish, has your right lane blocked. 64 westbound at New Kent Providence Forge. Watch for a stalled vehicle on the left shoulder. Collision reported for Chippenham at Forest Hill and Hull Street at Lone.
Now,
back to Elliot in the Morning on Echo.
I swear to God, you won.
I think I'm gonna cry.
Don't cry. Listen, you get your tickets. You will go see Weird Al. You will get to go backstage and meet Weird Al June 12th at Wolf Trap.
Oh, my God. Where is that at?
The Haley will send you a whole Google map. You'll be fine. We'll get you there easily. It's very easy to get to. So, listen, if you hold tight 1 second for... Hey, can I ask you...
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
I missed your first name in all of the yelling and excitement. What was your first
name? My name is Tony.
Tony. All right. Very yeah. good. Tony, I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to be completely honest with me. What I ask is, I learned this overthinking things from the bedroom over the weekend. One of them is this study that was done. I can't remember the university that did it. Lancaster University? Whatever. Maybe in the Lehigh Valley. Anyway, there was a study that was done. Tony, have you ever paid for sex?
No, I've never.
I mean, I don't call it a problem.
I mean,
I mean, listen, I'm not saying in terms of like, oh, I can get one. Yeah, you can. Of course you question that. I'm just asking, have you ever paid for sex?
No, I haven't.
I don't like, oh, I paid for sex by like a green, you know what, like literally paying cash.
No.
No. No. By the way, so I was reading this study, right?
Mm-hmm.
The because whenever you hear, if you had to do so-and-so paid for sex, male always comes to mind, right?
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. 99 out of 100 times.
Yeah.
But they said the number of women that are paying for sex way up through the roof.
They say why?
I can give you a couple of reasons why. Number one, women are not aggressive. I can't remember exactly how they stated, but... Careers are more like having like putting off marriage and kids until later. They don't feel like they have time, or that they're not looking to get into a relationship. Looking for a little wham bam wham bam. So they will for an escort. They'll pay a male prostitute mm-hmm. to have sex and just to kind of scratch that itch because they invest in a relationship. They don't have a partner. They just have time to invest in scratching it that they have.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Now,
well,
I was...
Fine.
Say again, ma'am?
I said, that's fine.
No, but I don't... But I don't... Like, I know guys who have...
I don't know of any women either. Well, I don't have either.
Do you know my buddy Steve Kingston?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he paid for sex. That's not true. That's not true. We did not pay for
sex. That's a little different.
That's erroneous. Throw that out, Your Honor. And yes or no?
No.
Back in the day?
No.
College?
No.
Sex?
I would think I'm that you would be least likely to pay for it.
Okay. You're working at when you were working in where was it? Did you pay for sex there?
No.
No. Nowhere at any
No.
Okay. By the way, I asked Jackie, she
let's get him dinner. I'm just men are probably saying.
No. I feel like I made it very clear. Jackie, and unless she was lying, is that she has never paid for sex. She claims.
You don't believe her?
I'm just saying, she claims. Not about it? Close? No, because you're like, I'm a girl. You wouldn't. Why?
Which is what you say.
Anytime. Within 15 minutes, girl, if she wants to have sex, I can get any girl laid in 15 minutes. But this is just some random hookup with some guy that I introduce her to in 15 minutes, where there is, you know, who knows what happens after that. Same reason guys buy a prostitute for sex. They want the end, and they want the ease of it. They want it to be a business transaction. They want to get done what they need to get done and be done.
We should reach friends.
I thought of him. That guy was.
It's been a while.
He was going to go overseas. Like, he does everything. Show up. He'll spend a week with women. Is there anybody that would tell me they? But I find any woman who would admit
telling us that it's no one.
No, it's not. And the numbers are going up.
Yeah, somebody. I think if they're trying to be,
because it's the oldest profession in the world, and guys still feel like it's paid for sex.
Oh,
you shouldn't
judge. If they call.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, if it's just becoming kind of like a new... Kaylee, see if you can... And you could push on your apple's nose.
I definitely think, like, the entire experience would be more that, like, gigolo idea. So it's... I don't romanticizing the interaction.
No. So you're picturing...
I don't ever see a car, like, sketchy street.
No, you're going that it's escort slash gigolo as opposed to... Road hooking.
Lady of the night.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I would bet that there are not a lot. I mean, I don't know what the ratio to walk to some woman will pick them up. But those numbers.
Elliot, I hate to cut you off, but I have to go to
interview. Hold tight one sec. I love y'all too. Hold on one sec. Get your tickets. Tell me that doesn't happen.
Where there's guys who areas known for that?
I mean, the answer is going to be yes. Where?
I just don't know where they are.
I guarantee you. But no, I agree with you. And I could be wrong. But if I think sex, I think of a woman buying, like, the dude that we talk to.
Yeah.
But that's why not?
Type their encounter is being...
Yes. Yeah. In my encounter...
yeah, like, totally...
No, but it runs the gamut. 30. It runs the entire gamut. I know guys who have gone to classy escorts... And female gigolo have gone road.
Problems in my head. I don't see that spectrum for a woman. I just can't see a woman in a car with her.
We know this guy bought escorts.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you did. Diane.
Was that?
No, but okay. It was very, very well believed.
Thank you.
Oh, and this guy.
You
this
went
guy,
from Scott saying, we know this in escorts to.
This guy.
It's well believed.
He brought an escort to one of the station holidays.
That
parties.
Was never confirmed.
I would bet it's true. I'd bet $1,000.
Date.
Yeah, no, but he is. No, that he had sex with her, but he definitely paid for a date to the Christmas party. Sent. And the top
I don't know.
I fully believe it. Everybody that worked here back then, I bet Warner Siebert and Peter Solano are screaming his name out.
What? It is years before Warner worked here.
Really?
He wasn't the PD when I started 10 years ago.
So remember, he ended up getting demoted and came in.
Newman, I met life.
Oh, we gave this away all the stuff in his office.
Tyler was probably in elementary school when Newman was here.
So it predates all of them?
Not about Peter, but definitely. Well, I predate Warner.
Oh, then Warner wouldn't know.
No.
Peter would know. Michelle Day would know.
Splotchy pants.
No, remember she was on that Ally stuff that gave her the... Where am I going, Kaylee? I'm Kaylee. Only in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yes, you don't have to give me your name.
Oh, okay. Well, my name's Eve.
Okay, Eve, and, what can I do for you?
I'm 32. Honestly admit that I have paid for sex.
Have you really?
Yeah, I mean, we say that they you know, using everything. Well, sometimes you just want the real thing.
Let me
know, the toy just won't cut it.
No, I understand. And you have toys.
Oh yeah, but you know, sometimes I like to have a heartbeat. You know, just like a man wants that itched and get it over with. So do women.
Eve, can I ask you some questions? You seem very,
Yeah.
How old are
you? 32.
You're 30 years old. And to the university that I read their study, they were saying, are you one of, and when I say this, it's going to sound negative, but I don't mean it to, but are you one of those, what? I want to get my life in order. I want to get my career in order. I want to have my stuff going before getting involved with a husband.
That's exactly how it is.
Right. And the,
your men do it, why can't I?
Right. And so the, I told some guy at like Fridays having like some sloppy drunk laying all over.
No, it's not.
Right. You want to feel like a lady.
Get to the details.
You want
to
feel like a lady and go out and have a nice dinner and bring home, or I don't know, bring home a man who's going to satisfy all of your needs without you. But I have to do A, B, C, and D. We know what this business transaction is.
Exactly. That's exactly how it is. I've been, you know, real busy, but during the summertime, probably every.
Whoa.
Dude, you pay for a dude to come over every week?
Not always. Sometimes, first and second time, I've had them call me and be like, hey, do you need me to come over?
Well, it's perfect.
That.
This one's on
but
the house.
When they try and get attached to me, I'm like, no, I'm not trying to make anything long term, so no thanks. But I do call them pretty much every.
Is there a seduction touch, or is it like a glass of wine? Do you meet them at a hotel, or like do they come to your house?
Oh no, they never come to my house.
Right, so you meet them at like a hotel or something.
Yeah.
How do you find them?
That hard. If you actually ask friends around or somebody who knows someone.
I have an awkward question for you at the office. Well, really anywhere, not just the office. And do you know anyone who will like every month?
How do you find somebody at work?
Everybody knows money's your business.
Person at work who knows sex.
I don't know where you work, but it's not that hard.
Look, there's not one woman who works in this building that I could ask them, and they would go, "Oh, you pay somebody for sex? Use this, drive this, or there's no way."
Yeah, but what man wouldn't want to be paid for sex?
Yeah, but you're still.
What man wouldn't want to?
You're still.
Wouldn't they just be flattered by being asked?
Yes. If somebody thought that this was worth paying for to have, I'd walk around on.
I would expect her to say something like Craigslist. Imagine going up to a coworker, even if you trusted them.
Hey, listen, Alice, I had a question about my pay stub. While I'm in here, do you know any place where I could like pay have sex with me? Like I don't.
And you ask a question that.
I'm open to a lot more people than you would think. You know, bartending. You hear everybody's life story.
That may be fair.
I get a lot of mine from.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, God, are these guys patrons at your bar?
Yeah.
Oh,
with that,
you don't want to see your gigolo.
Well, she said, then they're coming in getting all clingy.
So what? So what? Who cares?
You're wrong. Ask Diane. She's our resident off gigolo. Gigolo know-it-all.
Wait a minute. So like guys are you'll let them pay them to have sex with you?
Up to them first and see if they're open for it. I'm not just gonna walk up to a guy, hand him his shot, and say, "Hey, can I pay you to have sex with me?"
Okay, let's play.
You gotta talk to them a little bit, make sure they're cool.
You ready? Let's role play.
Don't sex with the bartender.
Let's role play.
What am I missing? What are we missing?
Hey, can I get a Jack and Coke, please?
Sure. See, ask you how your day, ask you about your personal life, make sure you ain't getting a wife or kids.
No kids.
See how open you are with, whether you're real shy or open with me. And then, after a few drinks, then I might ask you.
How much?
For you, a couple hundred bucks.
Okay. And do you say parameters? Like, we're gonna go to this hotel, and it's.
Say, I get off at such and such time. Why don't you come with me when I get off?
Okay.
And then we go from there.
And then we go to the hotel. With you or right at it.
Otherwise, what am I paying for?
My
kids can't do the foreplay, so yeah, of course, I need that.
So it's all me treating you, though, because you're paying for it.
Of course. I'm the one paying yours, but after I get mine.
All right. At least, at least you're there to mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so horny.
Of course.
Hey,
You're still role playing. Is that part of the script or even script?
So once a week, this goes. And then do guys ever say, hey, listen, here's what I need to do? Or it doesn't matter. It's all on you because you're paying.
Right. No, I've never had the IMeters for me. They're just like, hey.
So walk into the hotel room and just immediately just pull your clothes off?
No, I don't.
Oh, I could be like,
I mean, I'll strip down to my underclothes, but I'm not getting butt naked until you are.
I took my pants down in the elevator. Like, I'm ready.
You didn't wear clean today.
that way they go on, Diane.
Well, it's been fun, but...
Whoa! When you say you want to know what you're paying for, if you don't like the look of my...
It's a double rejection.
Yeah, no, I don't...
She's going to hang up on you.
No, but wait, so if you don't like how my penis looks, you just tell? Oh, okay.
I'm not going to call you again.
All right, but I'm still getting my...
Yeah, you'll still get it, but don't expect me to.
Can I still go to the bar?
That part is so weird to me.
And then when I'm done, I shouldn't say when I'm done, when you're done with me, do you just dismiss me?
Yeah.
Condoms?
Or what?
Condoms?
Oh, always.
Always, good. No, I'm happy to hear that. I'm happy to hear that.
Always.
That is something to me. One more question. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Yeah. Is it just like going to give you $500 have like anal?
No. I don't do anal.
No. Okay. So it's all there. Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you. I love you. See, I can't. That's my problem. I confess.
Calling him again.
I'm mid thrust love. Damn it. All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Click.
You know what? I'm the clean. I'm back at the.
Oh, I just. And then you're all jealous when she's talking to some other dude.
Oh, and if she could just walk, for you, and I'd be like, oh, I know that sling. She's taking some other guy's back. Damn it. Moaning outside of the window.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine? You're bothered by that it's a patron.
I a lot of.
What part?
I feel like. Good for her for a bring. But that's a ceiling to be broken.
Yeah, it does. Why not?
She's throwing her money away.
No.
Yes.
No.
Absolutely.
How is she throwing her money away?
It seems like she could just
by saying, I can get any woman laid in 15 minutes.
Absolutely.
Like, she could probably conversation and then have it and still continue the same scenario.
But so could guys. Why is it, guys pay all the time.
Yes.
Guys can get laid.
No.
Yeah. No, not. I mean, I'm not going to get any dude laid in 15 minutes.
What's your minutes for guys?
I don't know. I guarantee I can get you laid in 15 minutes.
No, yeah,
easily.
For a girl.
Yeah. But guys can get laid.
No.
Yes.
No, that's why they pay for sex.
Go to H this past weekend. We're hooking up like crazy. People who had sex with the guy from Ireland who was doubling his penis.
Yeah.
He had different chicks. He didn't pay for either of them.
Meeting in a bar for free.
Yes.
Which is the
Twitter.
I loved him too.
I just think she's like got the system backwards.
What do you mean?
How the idea of being a girl. That system.
All right, let me do this. Kaylee, can these? Although they're very busy.
Not. Oh, Amy thought your last question should be, what bar do you...
About that, but she wasn't going to say, like, lecherous me's going to that bar.
Yeah, she did attribute that question to every male listener.
Ask these people to hold. If you're on hold, give me one quick break and I'll grab at your neck.
Last week, we used to meet Rush. This week, Elliot in the morning wants you to meet her. Amy, award-winning artist. Weird Al Yankovic. Short week, but you win EITM every day. And wait, now June 12th at Wolf Trap. Plus, you and your guest when you go backstage to meetabite.org. Listen all every day. Tickets to successes to meet Weird Al Yankovic. Welcome to summer. Elliot in the morning.
Two travel lanes block or eastbound between Broad Street and Bryan Park. Watch for collision blocking two travel lanes. In fact, the two right lanes. 64 westbound near Bottoms Bridge. A collision's right lane block due to a collision. Not past Willis Road.
It's our biggest move ever at McGeorge Toyota. Through May 31st, get 5, 10, 15, even up to 20% off MSRP 100 new Toyotas. And 0% APR for 60 months, including the bold new 2015 Camry. That's just $1,667 per thousand approved credit through TFS. Every new vehicle comes with 2 years of maintenance from Toyota and another 2 years of no-cost maintenance from McGeorge. That's 4 years of no-cost maintenance and up to 20 RP on your new Toyota. Prices include all Toyota factory rebates and additional discounts off MSRP by McGeorge. Title tags and $495 processing fee. But these deals, like our incredible selection, won't last. So hurry to S-Broad or McGeorgeToyota.com. McGeorge Toyota. With over 100,000 happy customers, we earn your trust every day. Sale ends May 31st.
Make your product. Sign up for AutoZone $20 store credit when you make 5 purchases. Get started at your AutoZone store or at AutoZone.com/rewards. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
I wish that when I'm traveling, and I'm always traveling, I could take all my DVR shows with me. A work trip here, a vacation there. Ugh, the episodes just pile. Me, that annoying person who's always talking, I haven't seen it yet. Why didn't somebody just make it possible for me to get my DVR tablet so I can watch it on a beach or wherever I am?
Xfinity, you can stream or download your DVR shows and watch them on any mobile device. The Caribbean.
I think you mean the Caribbean.
There too. Xfinity is perfect for people on the go. Switch to the Xfinity X1 Triple Play from Comcast for $79.99 a month, dollars back. Plus, get speed 30 megabits per second free for 1 full year. And at X1 DVR service. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com/switch today. Restrictions apply. New starter estimate, taxes and fees included. Including broadcast TV, fee and change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Everyone loves options. That's why Mini gives you customizations to make it your, make your Mini a reflection of you at Richmond Mini. It's your chance to bring home your dreams. Like a new 2015 Mini Cooper S Paceman, all four lease for $219 per month for 36 months. And get fitted for yours on Mid Richmond, on West Broad Street, and online at crownmini.me.com. See.
With our new smothered burrito, we at Qdoba choose to toss out the rule book. We choose both sweet and spicy. A tropical storm of flavor, any tequila sea. A bingo, a spark of tequila. A delicious smother that knocks you to your seat and makes you say, wow. We unleash this daring pairing because we're Qdoba. Choose flavor. So grab your spicy tequila mango smothered burrito today.
It's here. Sales event at your local Ford dealer. Now through June 1st. It's a big deal. With really big deals on American Ingenuity. Legends. It's why more people buy Ford again. Now it's your turn. The Monday sales event at your local Ford dealer. Amazing technology. America's favorite brand. Big cash back. Back for all military men. That's right. Active retirees and vets more in total cash back.
Everybody talking about the All-American.
The Memorial Day sales event at your local. This is the event. This. Get into America's best-selling brand. Hurry. It all ends June 1st.
Based on 2014 sales data and IHS Automotive U.S. Owner Loyalty Analysis, Ford had the greatest percentage of owners who returned to market and purchased in 2014.
Right now at the Home Depot, you can get the Dremel 3000 Series tool kit just $59. So, and get building, whatever, whenever. The tool that puts the handyman. Now you can cut, car, polish, make it get less. Let's do this. Dremel 3000 Series Rotary Toolkit, just $59. Right now, at the saving thing, more doing. 31st, U.S. only.
Top of the Elliott in the Morning Building. WWDC, Washington. WRXL, Richmond. Elliott in the
this hour. I'm going to give you tickets to go see Catfish and the Bottle Men. Sold out. But I got to you, man. It's our buddy Van. So tickets for that all week. Mind if you need to keep track of everything. Facebook.com/EIT. Giving away tickets to see Weird Al, passes the meat, Catfish and the Bottle Men. Also tickets for Civil. All this week, short week to give away. So again, Facebook.com/EIT. Line 4-4, you've been holding.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I'm well. Thank you. How are you?
I am well. Okay. I'm also very confused because that one caller you were talking about, bartender girl, I don't understand what you guys were saying, because bartender.
Right.
Every dude that's at that bar, once he gets his beer, wants a piece of you.
But let me play devil's advocate. Let me also ask another question before I play devil's advocate. Sure. Number one. But for, have you been to, Scott, when I went to your husband's bachelor party.
Right.
We hired some evening. Now, none of us had sex with her. But I'm sure there was a way that he wanted to have sex with her.
Sure.
Different for a bachelorette party.
I'm sure that's happened.
Yeah. You're paying for sex.
Right.
Coming over. I don't know what they're doing. I know what these girls were doing. But but it's the same thing. It's no different.
You're paying for a service. What she was saying, she's like, these guys like her, and she's going to pay them to have sex with her?
Right,
that's
but...
It didn't make any sense to me, because I'm like, you can take them home.
Maybe he's like, you know what? I want some drunk guy.
Right.
I want some guy who's in, he has one drink, I had a slight conversation with him, and then I'm ready to offer a couple of bucks to a hotel with me after my shift is done, and that way I don't get some slobbery drunk fool guy who I've established this with up front, and you know I'll let him have a drink or two. My shift may not be ending, but I'll have a drink or two. But I'm going to monitor what you don't get, you know, drunk Elliot up there who either A, can't perform. You know, like, oh, I love you. Like, she just wants, you know what I mean? Like, she doesn't want some drunk guy.
I agree. I wish I'd gotten it because someone's going to pay me. I'm all about it.
See, but now you say that, but let me ask you this. What if you don't find her overly attractive?
Well, I see that part. And then, see, that's where I was sitting here while I was on hold thinking. I'm like, oh, where it's like, now it's kind of like the role reversal, if you will. Where it's like, well, I'm going to get paid, you know, $100, $200, whatever, and we have the lights off, then I can pretend. But,
So let me ask you this. Let's price is $300, okay?
Right.
I'm going to pay you $300 a hotel and have sex with you, right?
All right.
In your mind, like, hot young, a trader. And, you know, I'm getting my career going. I'm just bartending for some extra money. I'm really tan. My legs are nice. I have on like a nice and like that or a tank top. You take this chick home. We're going to get after it. But now $300 and you know what? I could probably stand to lose 45 from tooth on the right side of my mouth. You know, I'm a little more broken out than you would like. You still in for the $300?
Well, your voice is a little deep, too, so...
And my voice is a little bit deep.
I don't know. I mean, I've never... Honestly, I couldn't tell you what I would do.
Tyler, are you in at that point?
$300?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Is that my gig? This is what I do?
No, you're a patron at the bar, and the bartender is $100 to go back and have sex with.
Maybe. I don't know. I really don't know what I would do.
But if she's hot, doing it.
Yes.
Mediocre, you're definitely doing it.
Maybe.
If she's a 2 on a 10 scale, you're... Tyler, are you taking the $300 from the 2?
No, I'm not having sex for money.
Okay, now she's a 10.
Honey.
I do. You're going to do it anyway.
A 10?
Yeah, she's hot.
Why worry about the kitchen?
Why not get paid for something? If I can get paid for doing something, I do.
Hey, I dump at work. I don't.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
This part hasn't even really come up yet.
Go ahead.
So, you are now offering me money, and does that make me a prostitute now?
Yes. Well, no, but by the law, yeah, but by trade, no, big deal. You got paid to have sex once. I bet there's a mile long of people who've been paid to have sex.
Right.
That doesn't make you a dude.
I know. I'm just saying, from a y'all haven't entertained the thought. That's why I was bringing it up.
Yeah, no. That's fine. I'm trying to think, like, any of the girls that I've known, if I've offered to pay them for sex. I don't think that answer is yes.
I remember that.
No, I don't know that I necessarily would. I could think of a couple friends that I had that I never barrier, where if they would have done that for like $100, they would have done it. I'd have gone there.
Who are you paying him to suggest
$100 vibe
that I'll have sex with you for money?
No, they didn't. But what I'm saying is, if they would friends, we're never going to be more than. But if you gave me $100, I'd let you have sex with me once. I would do that.
Doesn't happen.
I bet it does. I bet it does.
Tons of people probably had get-togethers and barbecues over the weekend. At just a friend, that topic was...
I'm having a couple of beers. Remember? I mean, you know, all my other friends, are playing cornhole. You know what, Jim? We've been great friends for, what has it been, 15 years? And it's, but I'll tell you what. If you're interested, $100, you can hit it once. By the way, I have friends that I would have done that with.
I didn't say that you people would paffer.
Yeah.
But that doesn't...
Yes, it does. Yes, I guarantee.
Well, the only closest anything like that happening was I was at a bar and a bachelorette party came into the bar. And they were doing the thing where I could pay us $5 to kiss or whatever. We're trying to build money for them. So me and, like, one of her mates, we start getting into it. I was like, I'm not going to pay you. And she was like, come on, it's for a good cause or whatever. And I'm like, if you want to kiss me, kiss me. Well, if you want to kiss me.
All right.
Yeah, chase for 10.
Anyway, we'll start making out.
All right, that's cool. That's cool. By the way, if I were in a bar and a batch, like, hey, we're trying to raise money for the bride's honeymoon, if you give me $100, I'll... okay, here you go. I'd do that.
Well, thanks for the time, guys.
Thank you, sir. Absolutely.
Bride would support that.
Bride's not doing anything. It's her friends. Her friends are doing it. That's what I said. Mates are like trying to hook their girl up. Yeah. There are slutty girls in the world. What do you mean, no?
I couldn't imagine being there and having a fray, $100.
Yeah.
Girls, good for you.
Not even don't drunk. You're drunk. They're out having fun. They're having a good time. You wouldn't have stopped Anne.
She would know who that person was. That would never have come out.
If Anne came up to me and was like, Elliot. And
no. I would smack her in the back of it. Snap out of it. I don't know what drugs you're taking.
I would push you out of the way to my Anne like that. Please.
I feel like people have called about that before.
What's that?
Like raising the money?
Yeah, raising
the money. At a bachelorette party?
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah, I feel stupid.
No, all the time.
There was one time someone called about it, a new trend.
No, all the time. All the girls are out running around. One of them's got the stupid veil on their head.
Did your friends
try to raise money? If you renew your vows and you're out with your girlfriends, you could tell. I don't remember which one's the amp. For $100, I hook up with her. If she says, Elliot, here's $100, drop them. I'd be like, all right, here we go.
It's a thing now. Yesterday I was talking to my 94-year-old grandfather. I knew that at weddings, gives the color necessary for the dress, and you can pick the style. That thing. So I'm 1 for 2 on wedding trends.
What'd you say, line 4?
Opinion.
Good morning.
Elliot.
Yeah.
This is Bob.
Hey, what's going on, Bob?
Yeah, I want to let you know, I've been for 3 years now, and I'm paying her for sex. Well, I would take out on a date, then we'd go back to my house, and $100 for sex. We're both single, and that's how we're doing it.
With the payment arrangement.
Beautiful.
Well, we both talked about it, and we figured out since we're both going to want to have, and she's hot, we're not losing out.
Right. If she gets $100, you get to have sex. You get to have sex.
Yeah.
You guys are just back to being friends.
Friends, yeah.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Over the course of 3 years, have you paid to hit it?
3 years to get it, first of all.
Right.
And then, of course, I took her out and $5 deal where I'm going to pay $500 for 5 dates.
So you do it on, like, a debit card?
No, just strictly cash, short, nice time, you know? And then I'll pay $100 at the end.
What do you get for the $100? Just sex?
Just whatever, just for the sex. That's all it is.
That's great. Living proof right there on the phone.
You're right.
I don't have any friends like that.
And it's great.
Yeah. Nope.
And we're still best friends, and we're going back to being best friends.
Now, let me ask you this, though. If she decides that she's got, like, a boyfriend or something, then what happens?
I want you to strictly be with me. And that, hey, we're lovers. Let's act like lovers. And if she goes and does something else, give me a week or so and come on back. No big deal.
No, but if she gets into something serious, though, it's going to be over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's over.
Same thing for you.
Yes, exactly. Same thing for me.
Yeah, you'd still be willing to pay for a little on the side.
Oh, of course. Well, why not? Who wouldn't? I mean, it's three. Beautiful.
I hear you. Tight little body on this. At what point are you beyond, like, we're just friends, where, like, you'll turn into the jealous dude?
Well, I'm not jealous of her. She's not jealous. We're not taking no further than I want to be her best friend.
Right.
So it's strictly business to a point, you know.
See, Dan, that's where I think with it.
What do you mean?
Like, if you and your friend Chris, if you two were paying each other for sex.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be able to allow Chris to go out and stuff.
Have a life?
You would be, if he was like, hey, Dan, I can't pay you to have sex.
There should be an agreement of exclusivity.
No, there's not, though.
Okay, well, then
because
that's arrangement.
When I was walking down the street in Atlantic City with Kingston, there was no, like, hey, we're exclusive, right?
Okay,
right?
Okay.
No, you pay for sex.
That was different.
You're paying for
then
sex. Right. But once cash is involved, it's different.
Right.
F buddies. Completely different, because now it's a business.
Right. But they're still very good friends.
My friend, her husband used to still pay her to do stuff.
What?
So that she would do a lot of stuff. And she knew that
she's like, oh, not without a little bit of extra cash.
Yeah, it was like an allowance. Nancy was crazy, though.
We're not married.
Yeah, actually, they are.
Oh.
But they had a whole menu.
Okay, it's funny money.
What are you writing down?
Hey.
It was real cash.
And they tally it up, and at the end of the cash for...
They still married?
Yeah.
Really?
Happily.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's shocking. This doesn't sound like something a couple of things like Wild does.
They love each other.
But they have to treat the bedroom.
No, you didn't see anything sex written down here? Like, they still do that, and they kiss, and they hold hands? They have missionary,
mm-hmm.
or like intercourse. I guess that's what I should have gone with there. If he wants that or that, he's got to throw in. He's got to pony up at the kitty.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little low, the dollar value.
You think she should be asking for more?
Paying you to do stuff? Yes.
No, you could probably once you spice it up.
How do you know this about them?
She told one of her friends who were really good friends with.
Mm-hmm.
And when she told her friend, she told us everything.
Loudmouth.
And the girl's here with her thing in the sex in the shower. That got around all over the place.
And it's still mentioned later.
Seriously.
Hey, quick break. It's Elliot. It's Elliot in the morning.
In the morning. XL 102. Weekdays after Elliot. It's the longest music in Richmond. Maybe even the world. But probably not. XL 102 commercial free. 2 hours of music.
I'll make a tea.
XL 102. Richmond's alternative.
From the Nick Center. Still going on in New Kent County. 6 near Bottoms Bridge in New Kent Providence. Fortune vehicle fire has your right lane blocked. Locked. All travel lanes in 95 northbound just past Willis Road. Collisions reported for care and coordinate Sims Avenue.
This report, Subway. Discover the big taste of the new Subway Chipotle Chicken Melt with Melander Chicken. Chipotle Southwest Sauce Mole. Perfectly made from ripe Haas avocados. Or add new guacamole to any of your favorite sandwiches for a big wow. Subway, eat fresh.
To those in the mood for... To anyone who needs it, and to everyone who can't resist the cake, at Wawa, we have frozen cappuccino just for you. Fruit smoothies, frozen lemonades, cream cappuccinos, and new smoothies are all freshly made. So don't you think it's about time to get one freshly made yourself to one today? Starting at just $2.49. Gotta have a Wawa. Walk on the store for details.
Hey, Wawa fans, ready to get rewarded? Introduce our way of saying thanks for being such a great customer. Download our new full or sign up at Wawa.com. Purchase a Wawa gift card, register it, and every $50 you spend will earn you rewards on the things you love. It really is a better way to Wawa. So join today and start racking up delicious rewards. Gotta have a Wawa. See store for shins or visit Wawa Rewards.
It's Elliot for Pearson Mazda. The final days of the 0% event are here. Now through the end of May, qualified buyers receive 0% financing, 15 Mazda models. Drive away today and make monthly payments with no interest. 0% qualified buyers through the end of May at Pearson Mazda. located in the 20 West Broad Street, or online at PearsonMazda.com.
You want a paint that's more than just easy to scrub. If you want a paint that actually... If you want a paint that can stand up to life's wear and tear, and then some. If you want all this premium performance, patient, then only you. Regal Select from Benjamin Moore. Visit BenjaminMoore.com for retailer to find Regal Select. Why? Only this can. Benjamin Moore. Paint like no one. It's here. The Memorial Day sales event at your local Ford dealer. Now through Big Deal. With really ingenuity, legend, and toughness. It's why more people buy Ford and buy again. Now it's your turn.
Everybody's talking about the All-American.
Memorial Day sales event at your local Ford dealer. Technology. America's front. Big cash back. Bigger cash back for all military members. Active retirees and very hundreds more in total cash back.
Everybody's talking about the All-American.
The Memorial Day sales event at your event. This is the event. This is the time. Get into America's best. Hurry. It all ends June 1st.
Claims based on 2014 sales data and IHS Automotive U.S. OFS owner loyalty analysis. Ford has percentage of owners who return them another Ford in 2014.
If you know the part number for your oil filter is hard, right, but can only recall the anniversary is sometime in June, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for, because CarQuest Auto Parts is for guys who really know and care about their car. And right now at CarQuest, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil Standard Series Filter for $9. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
See participating stores.
Everyone knows, but at King's Dominion, change is why we added new water slides and attractions to our Soak City Water Park. A towering Hurricane Heights with 3 variances, plus kids area, Splash Island. Come see how thrilling change and change can be. Plenty of time. Everyone pays. Kids get now at KingsDominion.com.
Companies grow when people know. Start growing with iHeart.com.
In the morning, XL102.
This place plays tricks on me.
Get in the news. Are you buying this story from over the weekend?
Which one?
You're gonna mock. Somebody sent it to me. Line, please.
Humans will become godlike cyborgs within 2 The amalgamation of man, the biggest evolution in biology, according to a professor at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem.
Right. By the way, I know that you are quick to roll your eyes. You're at the University of Jerusalem.
No, I don't know.
A lot of medical discovery and research has come out of Hebrew University in Jerusalem.
You know that's an online university.
Okay. No. Have you ever met a Jewish doctor?
Yeah.
Probably a pretty reputable school, though, if it's the Hebrew University Jerusalem dealing with...
What was the headline again?
One more time, Diane.
Elliot laughed. So I left the second part of it.
Humans will be crooks within 200 years.
So the story goes on and talks about how it's going to be the marrying or the coupling of humans.
This is a big picture.
No, the picture is resisted. It's about how there's like people are inserting chips and I don't want to say bionics, but like eyes. Like they're over the next 200 years. Integrate computer technology ever into smartphone,
right.
Smart hands. Like didn't we read something not too long ago where like computer chips in our fingers,
yeah,
so we could, like, that stuff is already being done. Remember, there's like pictures of guys who like give them like them little thing on their wrist to be able to control things. So what they're saying is that technology grow at such a rapid speed, it's going to become, it's going to become more and more feasible for it to be married into your body. Or, if you fast forward 200 years from now, will also be, I hate the name, I hate the godlike cyborg.
Yeah, yeah, that's bad. But a different image than what they're trying to put forth.
But if you go back, like, just look at the last 10 years, and this deals completely with the last, if you go back 10 years, find somebody that's got a 10-year-old car, and find somebody, electronic technology in 10 years is ridiculous. I bet, like, my car's 10 years. My car doesn't do a quarter of the stuff that, like, if I hear people talk about, like, oh, I got a car, it doesn't do any of that.
And the stuff that then would have been, like, a huge upgrade is now, like, everyday standard option.
If I want to in the car so I can hear, I had to have a cable installed. Like, my car just didn't do that. Forget GPS. Cameras.
You have a wire?
Say again?
So you just have a
wire? No, I can use...
The whole wireless? Bluetooth for you?
No, I had to... No, because I do have Bluetooth to use the phone, which I had to get put in afterwards, but it will only on the phone, which, by the way, it sounds like there's like a windstorm in my car. Fine for that, because I didn't have that, but I can't Bluetooth. I had to have a cord.
So it's not Bluetooth, then?
I can talk to...
But you can't stream music.
Stream music via Bluetooth.
All right.
That's 10 years old.
Yeah.
Now you can do the entire... Every car has it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. I can't do that. So what they're... But if you look at how quick technology grows, that's married more and more into people.
Well, look at the movie Ex Machina. I didn't see it.
But the
trailer looks like there's stuff. Yes. Cyborg-y
but
stuff.
But ahead that goes into our future.
Probably less than 200 years. 200 years.
And when you say years seems very... It's but very short. Like... Take the word 16 years old in Detroit. Like, she's seen a TV come about.
Oh, she's...
But that's nothing... Has there been any body evolution in our lifetime? Our great-grandparents' lifetime. Like, remember when you were a kid, you always believed that, like, you had kids, it's like... You would lose your pinky toe. Like, evolution would take place, and nobody would have... You'd only have 8 and not 10.
I don't recall thinking that.
You never had that discussion with your friends?
I thought it was more like...
I thought, like, technology. Flying cars more so than lost pinky
toe. No, but...
Hoverboards.
Because
the future lied to us.
But you know what I'm talking about? Like, you would think about, like, if we are going to evolve, how does the body change? So as a kid, like, talking to Sal... About it would be like, oh, we're gonna lose our pinky toe because it doesn't do anything. Like, that'll be the major change that your body goes through. But you'll always have your big toe. But you need. I could probably argue you wouldn't need your hand.
Get rid of that and just make like the fur.
Well, the thumb does everything you need it to.
Exactly now, but I mean, it's
the only thing. The only thing does well is really getting the.
So
that,
you need your pinky.
You don't get it out in, but it doesn't get in. But other than that, your thumb's awesome. Your big toe could do more. So I'd lose pinky, and my big toe would do more.
Right.
Body, if they say that you're going to become bored in 200 years, has there been any body evolution in the last 200 years? Or give me one.
Unless they're just overall larger than they were back in the day.
Okay, that's not evolution. That's just eating bad.
We don't move as much as we.
But that's not. But your body didn't.
Scientists from Baylor discovered a striking instance of human genetic change among Tibetans. They found a set of low oxygen levels. This, if confirmed, would be the most recent instance of human evolution.
When did they do it? Recently, or
a set of genes evolved to cope with low oxygen levels years ago.
So 3,000 years ago is the most recent body evolution. So I still don't even know 3,000. By the way, what a lame ass evolution!
That's a big deal.
Wait,
have you seen X?
First of all, thanks for clearing up the pronunciation. It's not Machina. Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean? If that's 3,000 years in the making, you're going to... What is that, Tyler? What is that? Teeth. Oh, is that an evolution?
Ancestors had bigger jaws than we do.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I don't need them anymore. Now, my body hasn't evolved. I still have to pay to get them to usually make for some awesome YouTube videos afterwards.
Part with their teeth, worn down chompers that needed replacing. A third set of molars, believed to be the evolutionary answer to accommodate the eating habits.
There you go. Or than the stupid oxygen level.
I don't know if that's a
true
example. Confirmed?
No. Not at all. But it makes sense. That's a body evolution. Getting fat is not a body evolution. Living longer isn't a... You just know how to take better care of yourself.
Longer is related to medicine, though.
Yeah. People used to die. Now I take
Or we just become grown more resilient.
Whatevs. Getting inoculated? That helps. That's medicine. Perfect. So now you're going to major evolution in 200 years. Now I want to live. By the way, I wasn't rushing again. You know what I mean? Like, if that's going to happen in 200 years, will I be enough to get some of it? Like, am I going to get, like, a bionic arm?
I am your father.
I feel like we mentioned the
chips and the fingers.
Didn't we talk about, like, a lot of different body parts that had ways in which science abilities?
The eyes were...
We touched on that.
I feel like tongue, also.
Every part of stuff was rolling out sooner than 200 years. I think it was available technology now.
So it isn't that far off. Where I won't go see a doctor for a broken arm. See a mechanic. And he'll, like, screw me up.
Was it things that were being implanted to do with, like, Social security
number of your hand would almost be like a it would have all your passwords, it would have a security card, your driver's license. All of your pertinent information would be in these phalanges. That's what your fingers are. Where am I going, Kenny?
Thanks, Phoebe.
You use that joke also?
I never saw the episode.
Oh, ends. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
God, I almost...
Good, how are you?
Well, have you seen the bionic lenses that you put contact lenses in your eyes and they make you find better vision?
I wish I could get those. I can't get my intermediate distance right, and I'm on to 2 weeks of contacts. By the way, I get nauseous because one eye sees something else and nothing's working
together.
My right eye is very lazy. Very lazy on balancing out. So wait a minute. So these bionic eyes, what do they do for them?
A guy from British Columbia created it, and it allows you to see three times better than so.
60-60.
They make a thing just like a clock across the room, 30 feet away, and see all the little notes and everything clearly.
Do we need that?
Kind of crazy.
No, but, like, I get that it can happen. Do we need that?
Personally, no. I don't think I would need to see that, but it is bionics, and we were discussing bionics.
Yeah, no. I get it. And maybe people's eyes will get better. The real trick is to not let your eyes degenerate. Not let your cones go. But if you could, that would be awesome. But is that, like, if all of a sudden you had bionic eyes, but isn't part of thing is an evolution, like you're born that you have to, like, create it afterwards?
You phase out naturally.
Yeah. So, like, 200 years, Lindsay has a kid. Is he part cyborg?
Wait, how old
no,
is that?
No, I mean, she's not, I'm using you as the example.
So born that way.
It's two kid born with bionic eyes and implant fingers?
I don't think so.
So it's not really evolution?
No.
So you have to get them made that way?
Sounds like it.
So you would be in the hospital and they would go in and go, all right, open, and they'd arms and hands?
Modification.
Dude, I am in.
I think no.
If somebody would... I already had perfect eyes, but if somebody was going to say your eyes will never get shot from sitting in front of books and computers and video games, I'd have done that. But I won't do LASIK.
Do anything now. It's got to be back then, when you didn't have the fear.
What do you mean, now?
Yeah.
Depends on what it is.
They can do implantable lenses now.
Oh, I'd do that. If my eyes were going to be perfect for the rest of my life, I would do that.
I don't think there's a
claim. Then I can't. I'd take bionic eyes. I'd take bionic hearing. No. Where? Line one? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, I just know, wisdom teeth are, like, going out. I was born without some of mine.
wisdom teeth?
Yeah, I have two, but like on the bottom of my jaw, I have nine.
But
I
thought,
was only born with two.
No, you weren't.
When they removed them, they only took out two because okay. They don't have the other one.
No. You don't always have to take. You only have to take out wisdom teeth if they are acted. You have them.
No. I was born without them.
If I took you to a dentist,
I have my X-rays at home.
Send them to me.
I don't mind.
Wait, has Diane ever told us she didn't have wisdom teeth?
That's not familiar to me.
I had two removed because they said you have two.
Right. That need to come out.
No.
Wisdom teeth.
The way you only have two.
That seems odd. I feel like you...
Elliot telling us he hit Michael Jordan in the face.
Ow.
With a microphone.
All right. Well, maybe that's the case.
Four?
Yeah, that's what I had. Four of them. How about you? Four. Right. Baby teeth.
I mean, I can ask my dentist.
When do we lose our toes? I swore for my entire life that would be like my kids would be born without pinky toes.
That's bizarre.
I thought that would be the next part of human evolution.
That's no
necessary part of your body.
What if it's 1,000 rows?
Be all metal. 200 years.
Well, Diane, haven't you seen Ex Machina? By the way, no one on Twitter has wisdom teeth.
What do you mean?
Thing.
Nobody has wisdom teeth? Wait, because they got them removed or they weren't born with wisdom teeth?
Not born with them.
How's that? How two people the same born with and without wisdom teeth? Yeah, give or take a couple months.
I don't know. I'll ask my dentist next time I go.
But you have four and you have two. Are the people on Facebook, where are they from? It's a Michigan thing.
Yes.
All right. Where am I going, Kaylee?
Richmond.
I believe they ain't got teeth. Where am I going?
They baked them away.
It's me. Guys, look, I recently watched a show in Human Evolution, and recently there's five things that I remember from the show, whether you believe it or not. We've got resistance to any diseases than we did even several hundred years ago.
Is that medicine or is that the is that
we've had genetic change?
No, that's great. That's great. Just allow me to question. But yeah, no, that's awesome. That's awesome. Number two.
All right, number two. We first evolved from the apes. Everybody had brown eyes. The evolution has been blue and blue eyes and green, depending on what part of the world you were actually in at the time. I'm sorry?
That's true.
Yeah, that's actually true. I remember that we were all had brownly green eyes and blue eyes and adaptation. Okay?
Dude, that's
right, number three.
Awesome.
I got three more. Brains are actually getting smaller now. It's over thousands of years. They measured the size of, you know, people they found buried compared to ours, and are getting smaller right now.
Okay.
Wisdom teeth is actually a fourth one that I do remember, and is when we came from the apes.
I love this guy.
Everybody was breastfed, okay, to try to drink milk like from a cow, but everybody was lactose intolerant. We could not drink milk from a cow or a goat or anything. That's a thing. Now we can actually animal, and it doesn't have to be breast milk. That's evolution.
That one, that one's not as sexy to me, but I get it. Okay. By the way, somebody write down, have to cover that later. Number two, the eye thing to me may be the biggest part of that whole discovery. That's awesome.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
You got it, man. Isn't that awesome? If that's true, that's awesome. How do you know Max Scherzer?
What, one of each?
He got two different color eyes. Although one kid that played hockey was one of my color eyes. And not like through lenses. Like my mom sometimes has two color eyes.
Have any connection, or is there any with color blindness?
I don't know if Scherzer's color blind.
Because my father-in-law is color blind.
Oh, he doesn't.
Yeah, but he's color blind.
In which
I don't know which eye or how that works.
But he's color blind. But Scott's color blind.
Yeah, but he's got two blue eyes.
Maybe not everybody who's color blind has eyes, but maybe everybody with two but color blind.
Mm-hmm. Bourbons are whiskey,
but not all whiskeys are blue. Hey, Kaylee, let me get us in touch with Max Scherzer in Chicago. Because that would give us two people her eyes. One of them we know is colorblind.
at Max under.
Do you think he thinks he's spraying strawberry? How do we? So, Kaylee, I got to take a break, and then I got to come. Will you see though, Steve? As any of you can find me somebody who's got two colored eyes, two different colored eyes. There.
It was all our idea. It's a hype moment, but we're working to confirm.
Don't you like the eye thing? Though it's like for
before.
I never have either. All and I'm going to mess part of this up, but understand the theory. All turtles are born male. Nope. All turtles are born female. It's one of the, depending on the temperature during incubation, some of them become male, some of them become female. I know that's 100% true. Farm. Born or in the egg, something like that. They're all male or female. The temperature of incubation, whether they switch. I love the eye thing, though. Okay, who's tracking down Scherzer?
I'll tweet at him.
I'm going to be up on Twitter. Ask him to call.
You don't know?
Ask him to call. It's an hour early. Yeah, he might be up. He would be the definitive
out,
say.
Having breath.
The definitive say. Kaylee, will you ask the learners if they're listening to call Max Scherzer in Chicago? Remember what kid my kid plays colored eyes. Call him. He's probably in school. It's very important that he gets released. We're working on a hypothesis. All right, quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news next.
Elliot in the morning.
XL 102.
Crews on scene of a vehicle fire. They have your right lane block 64 eastbound between Bunham's Bridge near New Kent. Stolen vehicles reported for Gabriel Burnham at Seven Hills Boulevard. Collisions reported for Paramount, Staples Mill, Patterson, and Midlothian at Watkins Center Parkway.
Sir, today I'm waking you with calming tunes instead of your alarm.
Sure.
In the morning. I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, I for you. And here's your breakfast with Haggis.
But at least McDonald's can serve you breakfast. Get a McMuffin sandwich with a medium French cafe coffee for only $3. Open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation. This season's all about the reissues. The retros and the re-releases. And for the next new. What kind new? I'm Talk Hav. Better get yours before I get mine. Limited edition. The sirloin third pound burgers from McDonald's. The box hotness, you need to jump.
Hey, it's TMO, and if you need that, extra fridge in your for your Memorial Day party, Greg, powerful Bluetooth speaker to take to the pool or the beach for Memorial Day weekend, Greg, get zero down and zero interest till January 2018. Now through Memorial Day, up to 50% off all appliances, a stainless steel refrigerator, just $8.99, Greg's got it. Top brands, low prices, fast delivery, Greg's got it. Now through Memorial Day, subject to credit approval, see store for details.
The value and the quality are unmatched, definitely unbeaten in the jewelry.
Diamonds Direct's Ken Hallman, who has spent a lifetime in jewelry stores, but says no place even close to Diamonds Direct.
Having been in the industry for 40 years, no other company that can do what we do for our customers when it comes to value and when it comes to customer service.
At the source, Diamonds Direct's unique to cut out layers of middlemen in the diamond process, from the mines to the showroom.
Our starting costs, just from the beginning, is no less than a typical retailer. So we're able to pass that amazing on to our customers.
So you can always get a bigger, better quality diamond at Diamonds Direct, and you can also get her that one-of-a-kind ring from Trey Veragio, Henry Dossie, Sons, and more.
It's just incredible how many amazing lines.
Diamonds Direct, combining unbeatable, unrivaled selection, unlike Edmonds Direct Diamond Importer, Short Pump, West Broad Village.
Meet First Virginia at 855-55. First Virginia can provide to $1,000 that can be a Visa card and be used anywhere Visa is accepted. Use your line of credit for whatever online. There are no annual fees, no minimum monthly finance charges, no credit check. You can make payments or access available credit simply by calling 855-216-6555. Getting the money you need has never been easier, either. In Trusted Neighborhood Financial Services Center, we're open convenient hours 7 days a week. Our help is committed to getting you the cash you need. Come in and get started right now at 216-6555. Or visit firstvirginialoans.com to find us at 5216-6555. Your neighborhood financial services center. Prepaid debit card issued pursuant to license from Visa USA Inc. Card subject to terms and conditions of card issuer.
Things change. Pretty much the only rule that doesn't change. But it doesn't mean you have to forget where you came from. Say, if you're driving and you need to pause your coverage, we'll remember you. That way, it's quick and easy with the right car insurance for about $3 a day. And if you're wondering what that tingly feeling is, it's completely normal with being remembered. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO today and become unforgettable. Get it.
New Odor Eaters Medicosmum Strength Medication provides relief for foot irritation and controls odor and wetness. Its superactivated formula destroys odor, absorbs stink. Odor Eaters Medicated Powder stops the odor, stops the itch.
The phone I threw at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to
get a sausage, egg, and cheese.
Try saying croissant-witch.
Croissant.
It's the only way to capture its flaky, buttery lightness and right through a box. Now say muffin.
Muffin.
Oh, no, that's boring.
Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. King. Limited time only. Now, morning on XL102.
It drives so far to go away.
Let me knock some of these out real quick. Where am I going, Kaylee? What? Hi, Ellie.
Kaylee, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
My wife actually has two different colored eyes, and she is not colorblind.
Your wife has two colors that is not colorblind.
She has one green and one blue, and she's not. We had a colorblind test when we were in high school, and she's...
So her color is completely fine, but the eyes are a little effed up.
Correct. And when she's tired, it's more drastic. I'm super green.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Hey, can I? You're legitimate, but can I ask Hobie and everybody who thinks like Hobie? I don't need a thousand calls and tweets of or two blue eyes and one eye, or two green eyes and one brown or three browns. I got all those. Thank you, Hobie.
Do I have to retweet?
All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Let me hang up.
Hello.
Hi, is it me?
Yeah. Hi.
I've got Hetch. Got Hetch for Chromia.
What?
It's heterochromia.
He had the hots for chromio.
No, heterochromia. I have, my eyes are two different colors. I have a green circle and then a brown circle on the green.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you don't have two different colored...
I have two colors in each eye.
Your eye, your individual eye is multicolored.
Yes.
Dude, that's awesome!
Yes, it's dark green and brown. A picture of it.
Yeah, Diane. Oh, by the way, everybody wants to see their eye. Not to Diane.
I just got my email cleaned.
Diane at DC101.com. Diane, check out my eye.
All right. Hi, Diane. Hi, David.
Wait, so green and brown in the same eye. What, the same look?
They have the same look. They're all the way across. They're both green in the center and brown on the outside. I guarantee it. You will love it.
Yeah. Are you colorblind?
Not at all. Not at all. I was in the military.
Interesting. All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, friend.
No problem.
Also,
smell my face.
Smell it good.
Wait, who's
dude,
that?
I had never
That's
seen
Scherzer.
A close face before.
Of Max Scherzer's face?
God.
Yeah, no, he's got two different color eyes.
It does. I'll give you that.
The brown one's so dark.
Diane, you're not helping. Is Scherzer color? Somebody, I don't know if I lost them, that said colorblind. So that if you had a chick, it wouldn't matter.
I think usually men, but I didn't think a woman could never be colorblind.
The two rules in science and math are never say never.
Amen.
No, you know what I mean? Like, you made exception to a rule. Scott's colorblind.
I'm right. Sorry. What was that, John Nash? I'm mathematics.
You
fact.
Never
12 men, one in 200.
The odds are just much.
The genes that produce photopigments are carried on the X chromosome. These genes are missing or damaged. Color blindness will be expressed in males with a higher because males only have one X chromosome.
Yeah. And then when you're solving for X, you get it. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Elliot,
sir.
Yeah, this is Butch.
Yay, what's going on, Butch?
I was going to say, me and my sister both have heterochromia.
That's two colors.
Yeah.
Dude, what do you got going on in there?
We both have blue in them. And the weird thing is, she has a red one. She has like a speck of red on one of her eyes.
And I got a brown one.
All right, dude. Send a picture to Diane, please. Yeah, Diane at DC101.com.
You got it.
Thanks, bro.
I just got eye picture with the green and the blue.
Is it cool?
Yeah,
can
pretty.
I look?
They're
can
very
I look?
Pretty.
I wish I had better looking eyes. Awesome! Was that a dude?
Yeah.
He's got a very...
What?
I'm not looking at the eyebrows. I'm looking at the eye.
Why, because his lashes are long?
The normal lashes. No, ooh. It's weird.
Sorry, I didn't mean to... Touching a sore subject.
I feel like my breath.
Well, back to the turtle thing quick.
Right.
Carly writes that most reptile sex is determined by temperature in the egg.
Oh, what's up now?
Well,
what's
you made
now?
It seem...
Off, I was off, but determined by the heat of incubation.
Global warming. Animals like this be one sex and unable to reproduce.
I knew that, but I didn't want to say it because I don't want it to come off as though like I'm pushing like Greenpeace or something. But I remember them talking about that's one of the problems with the global warming. The second it hits polar bears, I won't shut up about it. All right, let's get into news. And then after that, remind me to go to the sold-out Catfish and the Bottlemen show. And then remind me, Kaylee, your job, about feeding. Okay, go ahead. Diane.
Yeah, area around Houston today, 5 to 8 inches of rain has fallen in less than a day's time. More than 80,000 customers were without power, and the schools are closed today because of rising floodwaters as they are still searching for people missing. 12 are said to be missing in Hayes County. They said it's no unusual sight to see a house floating down a riverway. They said 13 people killed in Mexico. 6 seconds, a tornado border city of Ciudad Acuña with ferocity that officials say more than 100 years. There's also problems in India. Heat wave there has killed more than 700 people. Their,
dude, I saw that.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Their low temperature was 117 degrees today. These temperatures expected to get for at least another day or two before there is finally a break in the weather in the next few days to get some rain. News from New Orleans this morning. The suspect who shot and killed a Housing Authority police officer is in his patrol car.
I was gonna say, he's sitting in his car.
He was found at 7 Sunday morning after authority had a call come in saying an shot. They believe the patrol car rolled one or two blocks before it by a curb. They are still and any further witnesses,
man,
in that incident. Deadliest are seen in more than 15 years. More than two dozen shootings over the long holiday weekend. It's working around the clock. It was out this morning. Roadways into the city. The first nation to approve same-sex marriage by a popular vote. In favor of legalizing same-sex marriage, they said the turnout was actually real. More than 60% of the 3.2 million people who were eligible actually went out and cast.
People were flying home to vote.
To vote?
Yeah.
Were they really?
Wow. They obviously aren't based there anymore.
Right,
there.
But they're flying to Ireland. Great. That's awesome.
Pope saying that he hasn't watched television since 1990. He wouldn't say what the last program he wrote or why he decided to have it, except it's not for me, before promising the Virgin Mary that he wouldn't watch again. A big soccer fan, he is a big fan of Buenos Aires-based Sam. He told reporters that a member of the state on scores and everything else going on within the standings. Volvo, did you see the migration that didn't go quite as they wanted to?
Good,
yeah.
Good.
In the Dominican Republic, the vehicle actually knocked down who was expecting the car to stop in time. I mean, the car was going at a decent clip. It's frightening to say, okay, they said the is not activated by mistake, according to the person who was in time. 65-year-old teacher from Berlin has given birth to a pregnancy that was very by...
How old is the mom?
65.
Holy crap.
And birth to a little girl and three boys. C-section at a hospital in Berlin. The babies at 26 weeks of pregnancy weighed anywhere from 1 pound, 2 ounces. She already has 13 children that are anywhere from 9 to 44.
Oh, my God.
And she decided she wanted to because her 9-year-old wanted a younger sibling.
Say no.
She's got 7 grandkids, too.
65. You got 4 kids.
Exactly.
Ugh.
Houston Rockets just 128-115. That was helped by 45 points scored by James Harden, fending off elimination, cutting the Warriors' lead to 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals, downing the Blackhawks 5-4, just 45 seconds into overtime to take a 3-2 lead in the Western Conference Finals. The Ducks being forced into overtime by a couple of goals. Nathan Toews within 70. First one with a minute 50 left, and the second with 37 seconds.
Care, they ended up winning that thing.
Elsewhere, the Nationals got home runs from Denard Span and Wilson Ramos. Won yesterday. They'll play again tonight. Orioles pitcher Brian Mattis suspended for 8 games for using a sticky substance.
This guy says he won't care until he gets caught doing it 4 times. So if you cheat 4, problem with it.
I guess Mattis appealed, but ended up in the Astros 4-3 last night. They'll play again tonight at Camden Yards. Carl Edwards winning the Coca-Cola. Won Pablo Montoya for the Indy 500 to give Roger Penske a win. Also, so Roger Federer ain't first round match at the French Open on Sunday, especially after that fan made it onto the court to take a selfie with
him. Very dangerous, poor etiquette.
Got onto the court with Federer during practice. He's worried, saying something needs to change because it is putting this players in.
Absolutely right. Hey, also, was it the Rock game yesterday where the ref ate it while running down the floor and just went slide?
Crawford?
The I don't know. I know that there was some ref who was floor.
Would he slide?
Yeah, he like tripped and just slid the rest of the way. Yeah. It's just
that's look at news.
Till 102.
It's our biggest Memorial Day event ever at McGeorge Toyota. Through May 31st, get 5 to 20% off MSRP on over 900 new Toyotas. And no APR for 60 months on most new 2015 Camry. That's just $1,667 per thousand through TFS. Plus, every with 2 years of no-cost maintenance from Toyota and another 2 years of no-cost. That's 4 years of no-cost, 20% off MSRP on your new Toyota. Prices include all Toyota factory rebates and additional discounts off MSRP by McGeorge. You just add tax, title, tags, and $495 processing fee. But these deals, like our incredible selection, won't last. 9319 West Broad or McGeorgeToyota.com. McGeorge Toyota. With over 100,000 happy customers, we earn your deal ends May 31st.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliot in the Morning on FNO.
Our friends Catfish at the Met Show June 1st. That is completely sold out. I have a pair of tickets for you right now if you would like to go. 866-866-235-56. I believe that's 1 week from tonight if I do my math right. You want the bottle men? Sold out. Thanks to Elliot. 866-235-56.
Elliot. Crews on scene of a vehicle in your lane block 64 eastbound between Bottoms Bridge near New Kent Providence Forge. Stalkins at Ridgefield Parkway, Laburnum at Seven Hills Boulevard. Collisions reported for Parapulse, Pump Road at Patterson, and Midlothian.
When it comes to your money, you've got to deal with people you trust, and there's no one worthy than the folks at Credit Union. Jeremy and I have been Argent members for years, and they take care of us. And if you're in the market, I'm going to take care of you. Affordable loans with a cent down. That means you can move into your future and with more cash in your pocket to decorate, buy furniture, or for whatever else you might need. Plus, once you're easy with online banking or the mobile app, check out Argent's Home Loan Center today at argentcu.org. Argent Credit Union. Second to none.
Parts. We all know with just you can pull off your own parts at the best known prices in the universe. But now, that's right, Pick. Because now, we offer new apps to almost any make or model. Some of our locations, Richmond, Lee, or ChesterfieldAuto.com. Chesterfield Auto Parts. Pull off your own great deal.
Hey, welcome to Nissan.
Oh, what's all the excitement?
Ride of your life. He's surprised that Altima has up to 270 horsepower.
Whoa! Oh.
And him? He gets up to 38 mpg highway. Oh, she's surprised at how easy it is to take home the ride of her life.
I'd like a test drive right now.
Yep.
I'm surprised.
Get to Nissan for the ride of your life in our most exciting lineup ever. Choose the 2015 Altima with bonus cash on top of existing your local Nissan store and choose Nissan.com. Bonus cash ends June 1st. Nation that excites. Cash on Altima V6, 500 bonus on V6. Available on lease and purchase. Valid when financed through NMAC from new 2015 EPA fuel economy estimate for 5S. Call 1-888-8319 for offer details.
Who left their sandwich in the cow?
Do you house cleaner?
Photographer? A good plumber?
Oh no, a caterer. With a job on tin.
Thumbtack with a fix pro.
To make my chateau. Every skill under the sun. Do to ta-da.
Thumbtack helps you hire skilled professional anything. Just answer a few questions about what you need, and Thumbtack will send you quotes from the best in the best area. It's never been seasonal projects. No matter what you're looking, Thumbtack knows a guy. A lot of these guys are actually women, but you get the idea. Thumbtack is always looking for more skilled for you. Check them out. Tom to get started.
No time to fuss with lunch? Introducing Chinello's new lunchbox deals. 6-inch sub, $6. Salad, garlic bread, and a 6 small one-topping pizza and drink, $6. Pick up or delivery from one of their 6 area locations. Call now or order online only at chinellospizza.com.
Everyone loves. That's why Mini gives you premium customizations to make it yours. Mini, a reflection of Mini. It's your chance to bring home the Mini of your dreams. Like a new 2015 Mini Cooper Countryman lease for $190 for 36 months with a 3-inch paver. Come in today and get fitted for you of Richmond on West Broad Street and online at crownmini.com. See dealer for details.
From the top building, WWRXL Richmond, Elliot in the morning.